Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Am I live?
Marcus, can you hear me?
Yes.
Marcus.
Yes.
Okay, it's
can
just
you hear
me and you private.
Okay.
Can you hear Kelly?
No.
Hello?
Now I can.
I hear myself.
Yeah, but I can hear you, Kelly. Don't worry about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but I can still hear myself. That's not gonna work.
Marcus,
it sounds horrible. Every time I finish talking, I hear my, what I'm saying.
The icon, pioneer Larry Ebony presents the 24 Karat Ball. All gold, everything. Saturday, October 4th in Dallas, Texas. Some of your cash prizes include Open to All, Tag Team Performance, The Lost Treasures of the Texas Republic for $1,500. Open to All Realness for $1,000. Then Queen Face, Battle of the Goddesses for $750. Butch Queen Senior versus Junior. Death Knight for $500. Hercules versus Aries. Tag Team Best Dress for $500. And J. Ralph Ebony presents the Ultimate Catboy for $500. As well as a host of other cash categories that evening. The icon, pioneer, Larry Ebony brings to you the 24 Karat Ball. All goes everything. Saturday, October 4th in Dallas, Texas. This ball is right after Saturday's club festivities going into Sunday morning with doors opening at 2 a.m., $20 before 3 a.m., and testing with Abounding Prosperity gets you in for free. Tables are $150 before September 15th and $175 after. Tables will be fully stocked. For more information, contact J-Rock Ebony on Facebook or visit Facebook event page dated October 4th. And for more information on the prize event, go to www.dallassouthernpride.com. The 24 Karat Ball, all goes everything.
Legendary Philly mother Lisa Prodigy and Dante Balenciaga bring you Watch the Throne 2.0, Once Upon a Star Statement Legend. Saturday, September 27th in Washington, D.C. Some of your cash prizes include Femme Queen Sex Siren, Tarzan's loyal companion, Jane, for $500. Them Queen Perfect 10, Ariel, for $500. Them Queen Performance, Rapunzel. Let your hair down and bring up the heel, just as high as you dare, for $500. Open to all legendary performance. Ease on down this road, the Wizard, for $1,000. Butch Queen Pretty Boy Realness, Mr. Disney, for $1,000. And Femme Queen Realness, Battle of the Girls. Pretty Girls as Sleeping Beauty, Every Day as Princess Tiana, Executives as Mary Poppins, and Big Girls as your Fairy Godmother, for $1,000. As well as a host of other cash categories. Again, that's Watch the Throne 2.0. Once upon a star, statement, and legend. Saturday, September 27th in Washington, D.C. Your tables, $200 each until August 1st. Thereafter, tables will be $250. Tables are seated first page closest to the stage. Your commentators, the icon Jack Mizrahi.
I bring to you the legendary one, icon bound, directing mother, Kelly, capital M-I-Z-R-A-H-I, Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live on the air for the new season of Tans or Chops. This is the number one radio station in ballroom history where you definitely get all information ballroom and all the motherfucking tea. I know you girls out there are gagging. Mother is live and she is on the motherfucking air. How the fuck are y'all doing in radio motherfucking land, Miss Stay, and everybody across the world? Switchboard, you know I can't do this by myself, so can you please bring on the cast so we can get the tea motherfucking started?
He just nervous if he wanted tea.
You'd be nervous too if you waiting on your test results to come back from the free clinic. So you ain't heard that from me.
I love my intro. It's a party in a party till I run all through it.
Yes, what's going on, Marcus? How you doing, love?
I'm great, Kelly. How are you? Let's get to the madness.
I'm wonderful, honey. I'm wonderful. We are here to recap all the madness and all the drama that all the girls have been slacking on, honey. I heard the radio show has been on, Miss Day, but the girls have been slacking on, giving the tea and giving the drama. So, you know, I'm here to definitely make it hot, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
we got a ball coming up, girl.
You said
yeah,
what?
We got a ball coming up, so we got to...
Yeah, the girls do have a ball coming up, but I have nothing but time coming up. So, bitch, whatever comes out of my mouth, it comes out of my mouth.
Ready. You're making my life real difficult right now. You keep on saying what I can and I cannot do. Hello,
Hello. What's going on?
What's going on?
Nothing much, just chilling. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay over here feeling like fish. What's going on with you?
Where are you at?
Come home.
Miss A, because girl, I was calling you.
But girl, I don't have my phone in reach.
Oh, but yes, we are here to get the madness and the drama. Before I get to the madness and the drama, okay, and everything, because I know the phone lines are going to be crazy tonight, Miss Thing, and I know the girls are gagging that I'm on the phone lines and everything, and I'm live from Rackets Island, honey, from building C95, honey. Okay, so I'm here, I'm in the place to stay, and I'm doing what it motherfucking do, Miss Thing, but... You know, I seen that, you know, I know that my sister put up the post with the picture and everything promoting me coming on the show, and a lot of girls had so much negative things to motherfucking say. And it really rubbed me the wrong way because, you know, I'm in my feelings. I be in my feelings sometime when I be in here, but I was feeling some type of way about coming on the show. But now that I'm here and I'm live, you know what I tell you girls that had something negative to say? Kiss my motherfucking ass. Okay, But without further ado, before we get the show on, I got a couple of people that I definitely need to thank that have definitely been here ride or dying with me through this whole ordeal. First of all, tonight is my son's birthday. He's been here for me, ride or die with me. Pumps Mizrahi, happy birthday to Pumps. Definitely one of my ride or dies. I definitely got to say thank you to Marcus for definitely being here and helping me through this whole ordeal. Marlon Mizrahi, definitely thank you to him. A big thank you to Jack Mizrahi for definitely being here. A big thank you to Laomi Prodigy. A big thank you to my cousin Shonda for definitely being here. A big thank you to Caesar for definitely being here. And y'all know, bitch, the bitch that takes and, you know, does all the promos, does all the commercials, does all the advertising, my sister Jasmine Couture. Definitely thank her definitely for being here on my side. And my number one person that gives me all the tea and all the drama and lets me know everything that's going on is filling me in on the things, Ms. Thing. I'm not going to give y'all that person name, Ms. Thing, because I don't want y'all to be attacking that person. But that person knows who that person is, and everybody else that, you know, that's been helping me know who that person is. So thank you to my hitter. My hitter has been giving me all the tea. So let's get into the drama and the madness. Y'all girls didn't want to talk about Tony's ball that he had that came up, Ms. Thing, when he didn't give out all the coins, Ms. Thing. And my sister Alexis is trying to talk about it, but now y'all girls didn't want to talk about it. So can we talk about that now since I'm on the phone lines?
I wasn't there, Kelly.
You wasn't there? Who's that?
Just like last night. That's Michi.
That's Michi. Well, yeah, I want to talk about that, about the coins, and then all the girls now talk about, because he didn't give out the coins, Ms. Thing, that they supposed to be boycotting the Revlon ball that's coming up, and the girls is not going to the Revlon ball, Ms. Thing. So what's going on, Ms. Thing? Did anybody got any tea about that? Hello?
Yeah.
Is everybody still got a ball coming up? The girls are still nervous.
Ooh, I ain't got no
ball. Well, I wasn't there, so I can't speak on that.
Yeah, I wasn't there either.
Well, so what do y'all want to talk about, Ms. Thing? I'll go along with the flow with y'all, Ms. Thing. You know, we can take callers in between these calls. You know, my calls are every 15 minutes. I got a call for 15 minutes. Then I got a call back in 15 minutes. So, girl, we can take callers and go back and forth and see what the girls want to talk about and everything, because the mother is motherfucking here.
Well, do you want to go ahead and give your views on the latex so we can be very political about that?
The latex ball, my views on the latex ball went the same way y'all views went on the latex ball. The latex ball has not been a quality ball since the latex ball has started charging the girls to get into the latex ball. The hottest category at the latex ball for the last couple of years have been the women's category. It was Women's Runway the year before that. It was Women's Vogue this year. And so I definitely got to say congratulations to the LaBeija girl for definitely turning it out, and definitely congratulations to all the women that came out and still continues to come out to the latex ball and support the latex ball, whether it's Women's Runway, whether it's Women's Vogue, for definitely supporting the scene. But the latex ball is very blah, 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 blah.
Well, Kelly, if you do get disconnected, make sure you call Alexis.
If I get disconnected, baby, I'm definitely gonna get back up on here. But I'm not gonna get disconnected.
I'll be calling back. Hold on. You heard everything last week you said. I mean, so what's the tea? How did you feel?
Oh well. Yeah, I did hear everything last weekend because I did listen to y'all last weekend, and I was low-riding listening to the show with all the girls that became legend and icons and all of that, Ms. Thing. It's very, why would you want to take something when they're only going to acknowledge you in your area? When you come outside of your area, you're still going to be whatever you was. You know, they, you know, what? You who? No, nobody's not going to call you that. So why would you even want to take that? You should wait until the council come to agreement, you know, and make you what they was. And I heard y'all been crucifying my daughter.
Which one?
They crucified my daughter, Sierra. Somebody took a picture of her, and they said the picture went viral, Miss Thing, and they crucified her. I want to talk about that picture also.
Okay.
I also want to talk about y'all girls crucifying my sister, Miss Selva, from the latex ball. Okay, we're gonna get into all of that, honey. But switchboard, do we have any callers?
Oh my god.
Now, if y'all just call in to say hi, y'all just going to have to do that online, and we'll give that message to her.
347.
No, don't do that to the girls. But say the girls haven't spoken to me in 2.5 months. Don't
girls,
do that. If they call in to say hi, let them say hi. I got to give a big shot. I got to give a big shout out to my sister, Tanae. I heard she asked for my information, and she wrote me, and I'm waiting for her letter to come. So big shout outs to Tanae and all the girls from Atlantic City. Big shout outs to Red Snapper. Big shout outs to Naima. Big shout outs to my dog, Chanel. Everybody that knows me, I always put up pictures of Chanel and RJ. Chanel just had 5 new puppies 2 days ago. So big shout outs, you know, and anybody that wants a dog, hit Jasmine or lay on me up, inquire about the dog. She got 5 dogs for sale.
347-569, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly, how you doing, baby? This is Brian Versace.
What's going on? How you doing, baby? How you doing,
what's
Brian?
I'm doing well.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
Alexa,
it's
you
so
tried that.
It's so good to hear your voice. It's so good to hear your voice.
Yes, I'm doing well. I'm just was I've been talking to Red Snapper or whatever, but I can get your information from her, right?
You can get my information. You can get my information. My information is just not floating randomly, but you can definitely hit Jasmine or you can hit Alexis or Marcus up, and they will definitely give you my information.
It was nice to see your house at the ball last night.
I'm about to take a small intermission to dial in these booking case number and this PIN number and call y'all right back, honey, okay? Because the phone's about to hang up, okay?
Private caller.
I'm about to call y'all right back.
Private caller?
I guess they
only want to talk to Kelly. Well, just hold the line. Take your hand down and put your hand back up. She'll be back on in about, give us a minute. She's taking a bathroom break.
She's taking a cigarette break. Literally.
Literally.
So how was Atlanta, Marcus? What's the up and up? What's going on?
Well, unfortunately, I missed the ball.
Oh,
because
yeah,
I overslept. Sure. But shout out to Camaro. I heard the ball went on, and he finished all his categories and gave out all his cash.
Well, congrats, Camaro.
Congrats on what?
Work for completing his ball and giving out his cash or cup.
Oh, Miss St. Nate had the ball for about 2 hours. It's dead.
Oh, private caller, are you back? Or 646-221, you're live.
Y'all so fierce.
Why are we fierce?
646-221.
They said the girls had more fun at the after hours than they did at the function.
Bangkok.
646-221 going
one.
Oh,
it's always a big thing at Bangkok, though. So.
Well, you're gone. 310-248, you're live. 310-248. You're gone.
Okay, we don't have time. Listen, girls, we don't have time to sit here and play with the girls that want to press me.
Kelly, you save your breath. 347-984, you're live. Y'all want to talk to Kelly?
Hello?
Yes.
I want to talk about labels. Let's talk about labels. I don't understand why the girls give Stephanie so much life. Why they can't take Simone? Simone comes for the category.
The tea that I got on that category was the best dress category at the latex ball, when you had to bring it like the Kardashians. They gave the very Simone and Brittany and Stephanie. They said they looked fierce, Miss Dana. They said that young child, Miss Dana, they just put her in.
She looked a mess.
They said they just put her in the hospital. They said she's a lot beige. They said the child is a lot beige in that mistake. They said she served the girl. She gave them Kardashian from head to toe.
No. If you look at the tape, Simone is the only one that gave Kim Kardashian. The rest of them girls looked horrible. And Stephanie, you always call her Simone asking to wear her clothes. Why you can't take her? I don't understand it.
Oh, but I don't know. Simone, Stephanie, if you're out there listening, call in. Thank you, baby, for calling in.
252-290, you're live. Area code 252-290.
No call dancing, honey.
Okay.
You're gone. Project caller, you're live.
Hey, I just wanted to say welcome back, Kelly.
Hey, Ducky.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
I know that's right, Mr. You see, I still know the girl's voice. So how you doing, girl?
I'm fine, girl. It's
okay, honey. I'm just chilling, honey, maintaining, you know.
I'm glad to hear you, girl.
I'm glad to hear your voice too, baby. You know this is brightening up my day.
Alright, bye y'all.
Thank you.
Alright, the next party caller, you're live.
Yeah, I was wondering if Kelly's gonna tell us who Smith's daughter.
She said what?
She was wondering.
I wanna know if Kelly's gonna tell us who Smith's daughter.
Oh, I don't know who snitched on me, but if they did snitch on me, well, it's, oh, well, Chanel, this thing. I'm here. It was meant for me to go out that night, you know, and do what I did and get arrested, this thing, and come and handle my business. So now I can handle my business and don't have to worry about a bitch thinking that they have something that they can hold over my motherfucking head, Miss Thing. And on that note, since we're talking about that and you brought that up, on that note, Miss Thing, you know who you are, Miss Thing. I'm not even going to mention your name and give you the satisfaction, Miss Thing, but you know who you are, Miss Thing. Best to believe, every dog has a motherfucking day. So best to believe, you better be very careful and tread lightly when anything that you do comes across my desk when I get out, Miss Thing. Because trust me, I'm going to smut you out like the motherfucking dog that you are. And you know who the fuck you are, Miss Thing. You thought you was turning it, Miss Thing, when I got locked, Miss Thing, and you posted the tea in the official boardroom ready up there. Oh, no, I went straight to the precinct, Miss Thing, and the girls had my phone. Your message was deleted. The next message that you put up hours later was deleted, Miss Thing, and then you was deleted, and you were so pressed by the situation that you got deleted from the group and everything. You had to take your rambling on your page, and the only people that satisfied you was your house members, you tired queen. But trust and believe, when I knock on your door, bitch, I'm not knocking, bitch. I'm coming like the Marshals, bitch, and I'm kicking it the fuck in. So tread lightly, faggot.
240-755, you're live.
Yeah, what's up, Kelly? This is Dizzy Dio. I wanted to know, are you coming back to the aftermath?
Am I coming back to the aftermath?
Yeah.
If you want to see that, send her
a $500 green card.
I'm not coming back anyplace. I'm in jail right now, baby, you know. I'm coming back to when I get out of jail, I'm coming back to take and focus on what I need to do to, you know, better my life. And I don't know if the ballroom scene is definitely going to be a part of that, but I'll still be on the radio show and doing that if it's still here when I finish doing my deal.
Dizzy, if you want to see her, go ahead and start a GoFundMe account in honor of Kelly. And promote it. We'll definitely try to get her online.
Yeah.
I'm just serious.
Yeah, well, you know, we here, and, you know, I want to thank everybody. You know, I also want to thank Chance for definitely writing me and definitely coming to visit me, and also my brother Caesar for definitely coming to visit me and, you know, and holding me down also. I forgot, you know, to mention honey, but, you know. Mother in here with her bone snatch, Miss Thing. I had my weave in for 3 months. I took she out. I put my box braids in. I took my box braids out. I had my ponytail in. And now I'm just snatching with my real hair. Don't care. Fish. And I said, where's Miss Laura?
Are you sure it's a bone snatch now?
Huh?
Are you sure it's a bone snatch?
Yeah, I got my bone snatch. I'm
sure. Or is it a ponytail?
No, I'm bone snatched. I'm bone snatched. Okay. Where the fuck is Miss Laura at, Miss Thing? I need to speak to Miss Laura, Miss Thing. Like, what's the eight, Miss Thing?
She on the stuck list in Atlanta.
Oh, what is going on in the Blog Talk chat room? What are the girls giving? How many girls are on the phone? Where are the girls at, Miss Thing? What's the thing?
Oh, the show is full. The show is full.
We might have to clear some of these lines, Miss Thing, because you girls are just holding on to the phone lines. And if y'all want to hear what I got to say, Miss Thing, y'all can just definitely listen from the internet. Y'all can definitely go to Blog Talk Radio /10s or chops, Miss Thing, and you can definitely listen from online, Miss Thing. Because we need to get some girls on this phone, Miss Thing, that's going to wake this up, Miss Thing. Mother ain't got that much time before locking.
Oh.
Okay. Well, I really don't like Kelly. You know, I just got to go to my bed, Miss Thing, because, you know, we in the dorm. We are definitely in the place, Miss Thing. I was just so, you know, I was just gagging last week when I was listening to the show, Miss Thing, and listening to the beats and listening to Marcus and Alexis and Rodney talking and everybody talking. I wanted to bust through and say something, but I promised that I wasn't going to say nothing until this week, honey, so I just listened and low-ride, Miss Thing.
Private caller, you're live.
Can we talk about how Maya Fisher's titties look tougher from that video?
You said what?
How Maya's titties look fucked up in that video.
Maya's titties? What Maya? I don't know what Maya you talking about. Okay, now back to how y'all let them crucify my sister, Miss Thing, with her balls like that?
Cool.
Kool-Aid. Miss Thing, y'all was supposed to flag that picture, Miss Thing. Get that picture taken down, Miss Thing. I heard they crucified my sister.
Well, see, she knew what she was doing when she put that outfit on and had them things sitting back there. So,
well, hello, Naima.
Hey, Walker.
Yes,
oh, hey, Naima.
Where is Rodney?
Hey.
I think Rodney had a little bit of pandemonium punch, and I think he's knocked out. And I called him to wake him up, but he didn't quite get up. Pandemonium punch, December 6th. We'll see you soon.
I'm about to say, is pandemonium punch new to the roster?
Yes, pandemonium punch. It's
yeah,
an astounding experience.
I guess a lot of girls had a lot of punch this weekend, Miss Thing, because the girls was not answering their phones or weekend and stuff, Miss Thing. It was a blackout.
Private call, you're live.
Hello, Kelly.
Hey, Miss London, what's going on?
This bitch must even lock with you, girl. Where you been, Miss Thing? We are down your check.
I was there with Kelly, but I was in maximum security.
Yeah, I'm in minimum.
Yeah.
What's going on? How are you doing? It's great to hear your voice.
I know. It's so, you know, I'm doing okay, you know, trying to get this money up.
Get it up.
I know that's right.
Hi, London. Did you get to see the Love & Hip Hop reunion in there, or did they get these still got you down?
Ooh, no. Bitch, I've seen it.
So, London, what do you think about the girls that they made legend in Florida?
Girl, Missy Ara.
The legends in the icons.
Missy Ara just needs to do her 1-2-step, ride to a seat, bitch, and take a seat.
But, Kelly, you missed the video they posted today. They posted a video of her last night at the mini ball coming out, and they called that as legend. And then they show a picture of a dog, like, selling it.
Y'all can't
get that dog from?
Y'all's not going to do that to her. What time is it? Can I get a time check?
It's 10:32, doll.
Okay, just let me know when it's 10:44 so I can hang up and call back in so I can have my, you know.
240-755, you're live again.
Uh-huh.
240-755 going once.
What's going on?
All right.
Where's Jason at? Where's Bishop at? I mean, where are the children?
We got rid of them girls.
You said what?
Jason is on vacation.
Jason's on vacation.
Yeah, he's literally out of the country.
Oh, well, big shout out to Jason. Bishop, I don't know if you was listening or knew that.
No, we banned him from the show. He can't come on to After Watch the Throne.
Why? What did Bishop do?
Well, we offered to pay for his admission, and we offered her a ride to the ball. She just has to show up, and then we'll let her sit on the show. So she can't call in to then.
Well, actually, we didn't offer her shit.
Y'all need to leave Bishop alone, honey, okay? Don't do that. Don't do that to Bishop, okay?
Hey, Alexis.
Hey,
London.
Well, Alexa, London, why have you not been calling in? You called in with Kelly, called in, but you didn't call in with us. We've been struggling for all these weeks.
She's under contract, Miss Dang. Okay? She's under contract, Miss Dango, okay, baby? She comes out when mother comes out. Mother and mother comes out together, Miss Dango. We ain't under contract, Miss Dango. We didn't renew our contract until last week, Miss Dango. Come out this week.
Baby,
y'all.
Yes,
no
contract.
Contract.
We had to sign our contract.
Two weeks in a row, Rodney has taken off. So was a part of y'all contract that y'all wouldn't do the show with Rodney no more? Can we
get
the team?
Yes, Miss Dang. We had a contract, Miss Dang. We signed our contract. Jasmine, UPS me my contract last week, and I signed it, Miss Dang. And I sent it back to her, Miss Dang, and now I'm on, Miss Dang. And London probably got her contract last week, and that's why she's on.
Wait, girl, wait. I ain't getting no contract.
Are you getting no contract?
Oh.
I guess you know I'm the new leaks of the show. I got a big signing bonus.
That's why she called in private. Well, Miss London, girl, we needed your coin, girl, and no intro. Well, girl, just let us know, girl. You've been dodged.
I've been cut. They cut me.
Yes, but you know,
private caller, you're live.
And yes, can we please talk about my adventures, fucked up cities, and Kelly? Good luck on the third.
Oh shit!
Oh shit! Oh shit!
Miss Dang.
Oh,
the girl just want to talk about Maya Finch and her titties, Miss Dang. And the girl just want to talk about me, Miss Dang. Hey, Alexis.
Huh?
Miss Dang, I can't. What about Maya Finch titties, Miss Dang? I'm about to go down and call you back. But what about Maya Finch titties?
And there's a porno on there for her.
It's a porno.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, shout out to all the girls that got their pecs done. They look good. No shade.
They got their pecs done.
Hold on. Which one? Never mind. Let me stop.
What time is
it? Are you talking about
10:35?
Okay.
Are you talking about a Revlon, Marcus?
Baby, I got a ball coming up. I just said they look good, baby.
Oh, bitch, did I call back in? Bitch, I'm glad you mentioned that, Miss Dang. Girl, I
214-477.
What's going on, y'all?
How you
What's
doing?
Going on?
Hello.
What's
been watching Orange is the. I've been watching Orange is the New Black all. What's my
hey,
name?
Hey, J-Rock.
Hey, y'all. But,
hey, girl.
Well, I've been watching Orange is the New Black all weekend, and I've been thinking about Kelly. Then she just brushed through. So, you know.
She,
I was just
she remind you of
right
LeBron Cox.
Bitch. I just wanted to make sure they was giving you all your hormones, because, you know, they be cutting back on the girls and stuff.
Well, Kelly,
Miss LeBron Cox.
Hey, Rock, would you like to give a 10-second promo for your ball while Kelly is getting back on the line? She took a cigarette break.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess I can. You know, it's some little changes being made and everything.
Oh, you said
10
seconds. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, well, damn.
October 4th,
we'll
see y'all at the Crown Plaza in Dallas.
That was three. That was
Kelly
said.
Wait. Hold on. So, I just got some tea that I'm sitting here going through my notes because y'all know I'm in here, so you know I have a lot of things going on. I'm going through my notes, Miss Dang. Anthony Revlon, my son, Miss Dang, the overseer, got his chest done, and Kim Revlon got her chest done too. And then also, I want to talk about this the picture from the House of Revlon that was put up, Miss Dang. I don't want nobody to feel that I'm attacking the House of Revlon, Miss Dang. You know, I'm only doing the tea that the girl sent me, Miss Dang, and everything, and all my notes and things, and the pictures that they sent me, Miss Dang, and only saying what the girls have been saying, Miss Dang. But they said the femme queens look like the New York motherfucking Giants, Miss Dang, in that picture. I'm only saying what the girls said. I have not seen the picture, Miss Dang. I can only go by what the girls have been telling me, Miss Dang, girl. But they said, child.
I kind of get it a little bit that they was on their heads naked like that.
Yeah, they said they should have been. They said they should have been covered up from the head to the. They should have been head to toe.
Wait, that's not Ema.
Yeah, that's not Ema.
Oh.
Anthony Revlon, if you out there listening, call in. What did you get done to your chest? You got your chest pumped, Miss Dang? Well, you got bags, so what you get, honey? Champ, what is going on with the children?
Bags,
Child, you know, I don't know what the children is saying. You know, all the children is definitely doing the switch, baby. So I don't know.
Kelly, are you getting your correct dosage in Jamaica?
You said what?
Oh. Are they giving you your correct dosage in Jamaica?
Correct dosage of what?
I've been watching Orange is the New Black, and they cut back on Laverne Cox dosage in jail. I want
Kelly,
to know if they
Kelly came out
of
the pussy looking like that.
I came out
of
the pussy looking like this. That's the other queens, Miss Tang girl. That's the other transsexual. Miss Tang, let me tell you something, baby. I was just telling my hitter the other day, Miss Tang. I gag, Miss Thing, because me and my hitter be on the phone all the time. My hitter be giving me the tea, Miss Thing. Girl, they got this tranny that was here in my house, but they moved her, Miss Thing, girl. And I was in the shower, Miss Thing, washing up, Miss Thing. And so I hear this stern motherfucking pee, Miss Thing. So, you know, when you hear stern pee, Miss Thing, you know it's somebody that got some meat, Miss Thing. So I bitch dipped her head out the shower, Miss Thing, girl. And why was the tranny standing up pissing, Miss Thing? I said, oh, my God, where they do that at? Mm-mm. I was really gooping, Miss Day. But you know what? I have realized that, and I tell my hitter, and I was telling Jasmine this earlier in the last. I be gagging in here, Miss Day.
Kelly,
like,
somebody
yes.
just inboxed me and said, "Girl, don't you stand up here and touch your shit."
You said what?
They said, "Don't you stand up and cut your shit."
No, I don't, honey. But tell them they don't have to inbox you, Miss Thing. I'm not out to knock them, Miss Thing, so why they can't just call in?
Oh, they on the line.
Okay? If a bitch gets something that they feel like they need.
They
if a
say,
bitch,
yes, you do, bitch. Stop lying.
If a bitch gets something, if a bitch feel like they got something that they need to say, Miss Thing, won't they just press motherfucking one and call and get on the motherfucking line, Miss Thing? It's going to be a couple of months before I get out, Miss Thing, before I knock them, Miss Thing, so let them press one and get in it. What's
Kelly.
The T? They scared.
Kelly.
Well, bitch, Jamel LaBeisha just posted all your information, girl. She was being very fierce.
He just posted all your information?
Jamel LaBeisha. Never heard of her.
Why would he post my information? It's no secret.
She said you were only on the line just for a short reprieve.
I'm only on the line for a short reprieve.
Yeah.
No, actually, I'm on the line, and I'm going to be on the line until the phone's cut off, Miss Thing. And if I wanted to be on the line, if I wanted the show to start at 9 o'clock and sat here for the whole 2 hours, bitch, I would have sat here on the line for the whole 2 motherfucking hours. You don't know what type of motherfucking queen this bitch is, Miss Thing, okay? If you know anything about Rackets Island, you only get a 21-minute phone call every 5 motherfucking hours, and I already been on the motherfucking phone for 40 fucking minutes, Miss Thing. I buy what I motherfucking want, just like I do in the motherfucking streets, faggot.
Mm.
Okay. But Alexis?
Yeah.
Well,
shout out to Switchboard while they're on vacation. It's very nice. You know, enjoy your vacation. You back to work. In a few weeks. We'll see you soon. J-Rock, did you want to continue your promotion? You got 15 seconds starting now. Your time to start, girl.
Pay it, J-Rock.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see y'all October 4th in Dallas, Texas.
In Dallas, Texas.
Mm-hmm. Sleep before you get here.
You say what?
Say what?
Yeah, I might want to sleep before you get here because it ain't going to be no time to sleep.
Yeah.
All right.
Dallas
don't jump off like that.
Mother's back, Miss Thing. Why do queens want to post up my information like it's a fucking, like it ain't no secret, Miss Thing? It ain't no secret.
Well, I'm not going to let you come for the boy because he's actually kind of cute, so I'm not going to come for him right there.
No.
Because he's cute, we can't come for him.
Bitch, we're going to come for him because, bitch, you act like, the girls act like it's a secret, Miss Thing, honey, about my information.
I said what I said, honey.
Girl, now actually what the girl should have did, Miss Thing, was, if you girls is actually really searching for me, Miss Thing, what you should have did about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, was I got that new mug shot when they took me to Rockland County for 2 days and I was in Rockland County. Mm. That's what y'all should have really did, because that's the only way you're going to get a mug shot. And then y'all, and
girl,
then y'all like,
you are using your phone time for time that you're allotted for legal counsel.
No, actually, my legal counsel visit was last week, faggot. Stop worried about my legal counsel. My lawyer came here to see me. And if I need to call my lawyer, I'll get on the phone and call my lawyer. And if I need to call anybody else, I'll just buy some phone calls from the boys in here, Miss Thing. And I'll get on the phone when I damn well please, faggot.
Shake, shake, shake.
Okay, mm-hmm. Let me tell you one thing about me, Miss Thing, bitch. I'm a bitch. Money talks, bullshit walks. I have 6 motherfucking buckets full of motherfucking commissary. Anytime I need to get on the phone, I'll just buy a call and I'll call.
Girl,
so
all the stranded girls in Atlanta can use some of them noodles and soups, girl.
Yeah, they could. They could, Miss Thing. And if I had a motherfucking, if I had a phone in here to take a motherfucking picture of all the motherfucking shit I got and the calls that I can make if I want to make a call, Miss Thing. But this little queen wants to sit here and she wants to try me, Miss Thing. Girl, don't try me, faggot, Miss Thing, girl. It'll be the end of your blog talk career. Honey.
Iconic Chanel, are we shaking it up enough for you? Are you happy or do you want more?
Do they need more, Miss Thing? Because I know, Miss Thing, girl. I can shake the table, Miss Thing. And to let you girls know how real this shit is, Miss Thing, until I leave Rackets Island, the Monday night show will start at 10 o'clock. Every Monday night, and Mother will be live on the air from Rackets Island every Monday night from 10 o'clock until 10:45 or 11 o'clock if she chooses to be on the phone if I feel like dealing with you, queens.
Put one of the trays on the phone as a special guest.
You say what? You want one of the trays on the phone?
Yeah.
Just misdemeanor T, though, girl. No felony T.
Oh, no. I don't even run with the boys that's in here for attempted murder or homicide.
Oh, girl, we might not see them, girl. We not about to send them no coins.
Okay. Baby, you know, I only run with the, you know, the kiddos, the hitters.
Oh,
yo, no. Come here. Hello.
Get
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm about to put the trade on the phone. It's my homeboy.
We gonna let Laura handle. We gonna let London handle it.
This is my homeboy. You know, my nigga, my hitter. You know, he busts his old gun. You know, this the trade. I mean, hold on.
What's his name, Kelly?
He's from Who the Trade on the phone.
My boy.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello? What is it?
Oh, my name is London. What's your name?
My name is Don Makovich. What up?
What up?
Get his employee ID. We're going to put $50 on his books.
All right, y'all got me? All right, bet. Good luck. Oh, yes, I'm mad deep on the phone. Oh, you important. You are important.
Very important, yeah. She's an important bet.
Who this?
Millions of people love her.
Damn, that sounds deep.
Yeah. What's your rep ID? We gonna send you some coins.
Some coins? I need some coins. That's what you're gonna send me, some coins?
We're gonna send you some soup society.
Hello.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, Kelly, get his ID, honey. We're gonna send him some coins.
You gotta
send
him some coins. I'll send his information to my hitter to get
your hitter. Okay.
Yeah,
no
I'll
problem.
Send it to my hitter.
No, Marcus, he ain't gonna kill me. I ain't got.
Yeah, I know you got. You got. Now I need them coins.
We got you, Daddy.
Yes.
I put a little 20 and give you a call.
Yes, but you know, let me tell y'all something. I'm gonna be 100% honest with y'all tonight, Miss Thing, sitting here on the phone, Miss Thing, with my cast and my girlfriends and all of y'all, Miss Thing. besides the little bricks that's trying and saying, y'all really made my night and saying, honey, a bitch has been
Jason,
down.
You're on, Jason.
I saw the message, Marcus. I don't have anything to say. How are you, Kelly?
How are you doing, Jason?
Your son Joel says he loves you, Kelly.
I tell Joel I said I love him,
well,
too.
Well, you're telling him. He hears, but I don't think he can hear.
Oh, hi, Jason. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Kelly. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I just wanted to hear your voice, you know, to know that you was okay and stuff.
You sound well.
Oh, baby, you know, I
that's
a bitch
be
can't be no other way but well, honey. You know I'm up in here, bitch. You know I'm handling my business, Miss Thing. So when I come out, Miss Thing, I can be fierce. The
I have to catch up, Marcus. I was told there was something that you said. Mother, I'm sorry. How are you?
Hey, daughter. You enjoying your trip?
I am well. I am tanned. I cannot wait to see you and the rest of Tuesday's cast.
Yes, honey. I can't wait for y'all to get back on the air, Miss Thing, and shake it up, Miss Thing, honey, you know, and give the girls what they need, honey.
Where's Jasmine at?
Jasmine is around. She's
oh,
know.
Kelly, you're not gonna disrespect Joelle like that. Can you give Joelle a
proper
shout out?
I said to tell Joel I love him, to get his number. Tell him to get a Google Voice. Tell him to get to download Google Voice and get a New York City number on his phone and inbox you and send it over to my hitter, and I'll call him directly so we can tour, honey.
All right, Joel, you heard that. 310-497, you're live.
Debit.
310-497.
They going
let's get my sister a green dot. We ain't got time for you tonight. Next caller.
Where's Tiffany at? Where's Tamika? Where's all the girls?
We got rid of them bricks, girl. We told Jasmine she had to review our contract.
Oh. Oh no. But you know,
Tiffany's a real person. Tiffany, are you on the line? You said just gonna call in.
No, Tamika.
Tamika's a real person too.
Marcus. Yes. Marcus. What contracts did we not renew?
You just ain't know yet, girl. Y'all don't start filming till October. Some girls have been releasing their contracts.
Mistake, stop it, Marcus. Stop it.
I told y'all I was cocktailed.
The girls have not been released from their contract, Mistake. So stop
yes,
it, Mistake.
Have.
Stop it. Stop it, Mistake. Y'all
it's
are not
a
going
new
to
day
do
this. On y'all radio.
Y'all is not going to do this. You know that
Marcus, and your contract
so,
is up.
London, I think you have been
back.
I'll wait on Big Brother to hit me up. London, I think you have been renewed, but I think Mimi came back into the show and she said she was dealing with the girls.
Hold on, Marcus. Tell Miss, what's that child at La Beige, your child name?
Jamil.
Yeah, tell her. Let me know her. You know, because I'm on one phone and the other two phones is available now. So let me tell her how fab Mother is. Honey, listen to this.
We cannot service your call at the present time. Please hang up and try again.
That's how fab Mother is. Okay, Miss LaBeija, Queen, thank you. But yeah, we here. Chill. It's hot and shit. Chill.
Y'all ain't got no AC.
Got me some wedding and things and stuff. But it's AC up in here, honey. I got like 3 blankets in this thing because it be cold as fuck. Bitch, you know. Yeah. But, you know, it was definitely a pleasure being on the phone with all of y'all, kicking and chopping it up with y'all, Miss Thing, everybody. You know, all the girls that's out there, Miss Thing, honey, you know, to all the real girls and all the real people that, you know, that's genuine and really do care about me, you know, if you definitely want my information, you could definitely hit Jasmine up. You could definitely hit Alexis up, and they would definitely send you my information, and you can definitely reach out and, you know, and write a girl. And Mother will definitely write you back at her earliest convenience
and
shit.
Alexis or Jasmine, can you send me the info? Because Ashley hit me up. She wanted to write
to me. Listen. I go to church every Sunday, Mustang girl. We will not have the devil writing me. Okay? Stop your shit, Mustang baby. All right, man. But, you know, I'm going to say
wait
this.
A minute.
Yeah?
Why, this is the key. Why Mona coming for J-Rock talking about someone tag Marcus?
But hold on. No, we're not even going to go to that. Because I ain't got that much time left in the phone about to hang up. Because you said Mona. So since you said Mona, Mustang, I heard the tea about Mona X Chanel got kicked out. She was at Ebony, Mustang, and Ebony's kicked her out. And then her and Alexis Red and went at Alexis. Please fill me in on why you and that lady Red, yeah. Mustang.
Oh, girl.
Country kicked her out the house of Chanel. Then Stewart kicked her out the house of Ebony. She read Stewart, Miss Thing, and then she tried to read you to Alexis. What's the tea? Miss Thing, so where's she gonna go now?
I heard she was taking Felicity's place.
She was what?
I heard she was taking Felicity's place.
Stop your shit, Mister. You're going to make me piss on myself, Mister. The shower's is closed and I can't even bathe until 6 in the morning. Stop. Oh, my God, Mister. Y'all really made my night, Mister. Y'all really did, Mister. Just speaking with y'all and talking with y'all. You know, really made my name. I enjoyed myself. It would have been lovely, Miss Thing, if I could have speak to Miss Laura Sears, Miss Thing, if she would have called in. But I'm glad that Jason and London and Jasmine, well, not Jasmine, but because, you know, I spoke to Jasmine earlier before the show, and Alexis and Marcus and J-Rock and Michi. Well, no, not J-Rock. J-Rock is not on the phone, and Jason. It would have been nice to speak to the rest of the cast from all the other shows, and they would have called in. It would have been nice. But, you know. We will definitely be live back on the air next week, Monday. Which, you know, and it's something that goes on, this thing, you know, and stuff.
We'll be live from the West Coast.
And they're going to be live from the West Coast, this thing, and we're going to be on the air. You know, if you definitely want to take and definitely get your advertisement on, definitely hit my sister Jasmine up and definitely advertise your ballroom, this thing, because this is the number one radio station in ballroom history where you can definitely get all information ballroom all the time, this thing. So why wouldn't you want to advertise here? Mistake. You can advertise.
Because you want to have six cupcakes and a bottle of wine on your table. Girl, you might sell more tables if you buy a commercial.
Yeah, Miss Thing, if you have a commercial, you might sell more tables, Miss Thing. And you can also advertise in the chat room, Miss Thing, and you can also advertise on one of my three pages, Miss Thing, that have over 5,000 people on it, Miss Thing. So, you know.
What?
It's definitely worth the 100 girls, Mr. for the advertisement.
Did you say six cupcakes and a bottle of champagne?
Yeah, who ball was that?
Jesus.
Camaro.
Oh,
is that Rodney?
We're not even going to do that, Miss Thing, because, you know, he be feeling that we be giving him free publicity, Miss Thing, so we're not going to really talk about him.
Ryan,
but the phone,
do it now. It's not free. It's real.
But wait,
now.
Hold on.
She publicized enough when she was begging for donations for her
I heard he was just asking people to sponsor categories last week. But the phone is about to hang up, Miss Thing, so I'm going to take it to bed, and I'm going to get myself together. But like I tell y'all every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. And I love y'all all for loving me. And once again, happy birthday to Pumps, Miss Thing. If you're in the New York City area, go out to Vogue Nights tonight, because they're going to party down at Vogue Nights for Pump's birthday tonight, and Ballroom Throwbacks will definitely be out taping the madness and the drama, Mister. So definitely get it. They said it was packed last week with Yolanda and Alexi Vo, and it was packed the week before with Laomi and Katrina. So we don't know what we're gonna get this week. So definitely go out and have a good time. I love.
Yes, Kelly, you did all this talk about you staying on for 2 hours, girl.
You call for my sister, girl.
Well,
London, what did you hear about it last? Go ahead, Jason.
And I want to hear these intros, but I'll do it later.
Oh, we can have an intro contest. Switchboard, can we play all of the introductions, please?
Who is breathing
on
the phone?
I didn't know you was on the phone. Hey.
Hey.
Yeah.
Alexa.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Somebody is
breathing like that.
Did you ever fix those sausage and biscuits earlier with the gravy? What were you saying? You was opening up a can of biscuits and you were making sausage?
Fuck you.
All right. Who's by their system? I'm not by my iPad right now.
Which board is that?
Commercial break.
Oh. Legendary Philly mother Lisa Prodigy and Dante Balenciaga bring you Watch the Throne 2.0. Once upon a star basement legend. Saturday, September 27th. Washington, D.C. Some of their cash prizes include Fem Queen Sex Siren, Tarzan's loyal companion, Jane, for $500. Fem Queen Perfect 10, Ariel, for $500. Fem Queen Performance, Rapunzel. Let your hair down and bring us a heel, just as high as you dare, for $500. Open to all legendary performance. Ease on down this road, the wizard, for $1,000. Butch Queen Pretty Boy Realness, Mr. Disney, for $1,000. And Femme Queen Realness, Battle of the Girls. Pretty Girls as Sleeping Beauty, Every Day as Princess Tiana, Executives as Mary Poppins, and Big Girls as your fairy godmother. For $1,000, as well as a host of other cash categories. Again, that's Watch the Throne 2.0, Once Upon a Star Statement Legend, Saturday, September 27th, in Washington, D.C. Your tables, $200 each until August 1st. Thereafter, tables will be $250. Tables are seated first paid closest to the stage. Your commentators, the icon Jack Mizrahi, icon MC Deborah, legendary RJ Carrington Balenciaga, and legendary Kevin JZ Prodigy. Elite beats by the one and only DJ Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, contact Dante Balenciaga or Lisa Prodigy on Facebook, or visit Facebook's event page dated September 27th. Watch the Throne 2.0, Once Upon a Star Statement Legend.
You'd be nervous too if you were waiting on your test results to come back from the free clinic. But I ain't one to gossip, so you ain't heard that from me.
Because a ball ain't a ball till I run all through it. All right. And we also have Alexis Snow 007 on the line.
You're making my life real difficult right now. You keep on saying what I can and I cannot do. Well, all right.
I had no study around.
Ew.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, well, London, Jason, Michi, you guys are live. What's going on?
Okay. Oh, I think I want to issue a challenge.
Huh?
What's your challenge, girl?
Those are cute. Mother, I think I want to issue Monday night a challenge.
Okay.
What's cute?
The battle of the intros.
Jason, that means you have to review my contract first. What's your chance?
I got this girl from here, a little retarded. She can just be going with the fingers. She can do our intros.
Well, I wanted to welcome everybody to this season of the show, but which season is this? Switch board, can you clarify that for us? Is it season 6 or season 7?
7.
It's been a long, long time. It's been a long time coming. No shame.
So listen, y'all know, let me tell you just how I was. I was sitting here smoking a blunt. So you know how you buy those 6 prom outlet things that you put in the wall so you can have extra outlets? Because y'all know New York don't have a lot of outlets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why I got my charger plugged up between 2 separate outlets? And I'm like, why my phone is not charging? Oh, my God, I got to stop smoking weed. I can't see how people...
You know what? I'm really gagging at you because when I was living in, I cannot get you to smoke no blunt because you would smoke a blunt and lay out. Now you be smoking down. I'm just like, oh, really? You wish I could... Mm-hmm.
I love and hip-hop with some seeds, y'all. Oh, my God.
Well... Welcome, everyone, to September 1st, the weekend recap of for Tens of Chops, number one ballroom radio station. We are going to recap the legendary father, overall father, Camaro Blahnik's Flight of Imagination Ball and whatever else that took place this weekend. We're definitely going to recap it. But before we continue, I must say, one, first off, was not in attendance, and second, the views and opinions of the cast or myself do not reflect those of the House of Escada or the Pandemonium promoter. So let's just get that clear. Now let's get down to the madness. What the fuck was on these tables for $200? The girl was calling and begging and telling the girls to please buy a table, and... You know, begging the girls to buy one and talking how sad they were going to be. And the last time I checked, 6 cupcakes and pumpkins cost $3.99. And even if you had a over a bottle of champagne, it still probably was $40. So what's tea?
And don't forget, it was a party pack of a bag of Frito-Lays.
It was a bottle of what?
It was a party pack of a bag of Frito-Lays.
Oh no! That was sponsored by Watch the Throne. Watch the Throne put those on the table.
Marcus, but hey. I hear a lot of houses didn't buy tables.
Oh, 1 second. 786-320. You're live. 786-320. You got me out the mood tonight. All right, we're gonna go ahead and hang up on you.
Oh.
Next.
Wait, did you say champagne and cupcakes?
6 cupcakes.
That's what I said.
That don't even go together.
Oh, that's what the girls have on their table all the time, though. Champagne or wine and cupcakes.
They ain't had no biscuits.
Filet was sold out through Atlanta this weekend, and now we are back order. Oh, Flea. Oh, well, I just think the girl, you know what happened was Dragon Con was in downtown Atlanta.
Oh, yeah,
so I'm pretty sure the fleet was available downtown because the Queens had to stay all the way out, and I think all the girls was out in Cobb County, the Galleria area by the mall. It was all the way out there.
I doubt if they were in Cobb County.
The white, yes, ma'am. The girls had got their rooms in Cobb County because the white girls was downtown in Midtown, so you wasn't getting no room unless you had 300 or 400 pearls. That's why y'all saw the girls in the sitting in the lobby checking out.
Well, I heard the girls was walking down Memorial Drive with their suitcases, so I don't know what's going on.
Oh.
Well, what club was out in Memorial, off Memorial Drive this year?
Girl, they was with their suitcases. I hope they wasn't going to no club.
You know, Marcus, did you see what Banji just said about you?
What they just said, I can't.
It said, Miss Marcus, say? It's time to fall back. Summer is over. It's time to get the lines full again, boo. And girls, don't be too excited about
it. Tell them, Tuesday night.
Years.
Tell them Tuesday night. Cast has been suspended until after Scandal comes back on. So gag on that. How you doing,
Marcus? Can you, how are we suspended when we're on vacation? There's a difference. None of us got
no, 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 no. All Jason, your contract has been renewed. Like I told you, I am the Nene of the show, and unfortunately, all the girls are not coming back.
I'm the Nene of the radio.
I'm the Nene of Tears of Child,
up,
so unfortunately everybody's contract has not been renewed.
What have you had to drink tonight?
Oh, Jason, I have been drinking. But no, no, Jason, you just haven't been told yet, but a lot of girls' contracts have not been renewed. Maybe switchable.
347-426, you're live on the air.
347-426,
you're gone.
You're not playing with y'all tonight.
Y'all, I'm supposed to be at work.
Who is that?
This is me. I had a long weekend.
Uh-oh. Shout out to all the laborers of 2014. Today is Labor Day. So shout out to all that y'all actually work, to those who actually work jobs.
I've been at mine a whole year.
Yeah, and he's not talking about up in a hotel looking at in Atlanta.
Oh, shit.
Well, switch. London. If they have to get out, they have to get out. Some of them might be stranded. The flights are a little expensive this week. Taxes went up.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And you know, the girls got to get ready. It's a few balls. They got to get ready for Watch the Throne and the Revlon ball and the what other balls play? And Dallas.
But they could stay with Andre.
Oh.
Oh.
You know something that we don't know?
It was silence on the phone when they said that.
Unless you want to get the other.
As a public service announcement, and the girls think we off the ears, but I don't want the girls to plan. The aftermath for tonight in Atlanta has been canceled. So there's not shade. It's not an advertisement. It's a PSA. So the girls won't waste their gas, because gas is $3.79 in Atlanta per gallon.
Damn, they canceled this aftermath too?
Yeah.
Poor thing.
It's a PSA. So the girls won't drive out to wherever it was going to be.
There's been a lot of pictures coming down my news feed that
is
just
serious.
Why are they canceling? Is Becky Titty Punch still playing to her fake name, girl? You already got scared to not go to your awards ball, girl.
Oh.
You didn't even come out in your own area, girl. How dare you? Am I going to start scaring you into going to other countries now?
Oh. No. Don't worry about Becky.
What are you trying to say she is, Marcus?
Yeah, this is J-Rock.
Hey,
little
brother.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, I already know who she is, girl. We've already outed her publicly. That's why she don't come out no more. Yes, we
did. No, you didn't.
All right, but next topic.
Hold up. Have several seats, okay? You always trying to be
Becky
Captain Steve on Twitter now.
Becky Titty Bunch will be back in October.
No, her contract has definitely not been renewed.
You don't know that.
She got to come up with a new personality.
J-Rock.
Let him know.
Don't give him
levels to this shit.
J-Rock. J-Rock.
I'm right here. I can hear
J-Rock,
you.
J-Rock, this is Monday night, and we let Monday night do what Monday night does. We are guests on Monday night.
But we spitting facts, and he's spitting illusion. Now, I know our conscience has not been relieved.
Oh.
Well, I tell you like this. I don't care if it's J-Rock. A contract or no contract. I don't care if it's a
J-Rock.
Contract or no contract. It's one person that will always be here, and that's the baby. Thank you.
And that's who?
The baby.
Who is the baby?
Don't worry about it.
Switchboard, can you let me know if the baby contract has been renewed for the seventh season of Blog Talk Radio? Because I'll let him know. I know you don't like firing people. J-Rock, your contract has been renewed for
six months.
We
got
I see all. So you already know. Thank you.
Now we hope you're not like Michael Sam, so we hope you come out with your best quarter.
Marcus, what have you been drinking?
I don't
Because whatever it is, please make sure that you have that on tap when I get to North Carolina.
Pandemonium punch. Rodney has not called in all night. He had a few cups, and Rodney has not called in all night. I think I have put him out. I think it's a TKO. Can we confirm or no?
Those must have been some strong cups.
Oh, yeah, they some big cups. They like six. Yes. So
where's
everybody
to the
tonight,
ball? Marcus?
Where's everybody? Let's be clear. The ball didn't start to about 5 a.m. I'm hearing between 5 and 5:30 a.m. Well, 6 o'clock, I think they meant what time the judges got called up here. LSS... Reports say LSS started between 5 and 5. I saw that same post, Alexis, saying it's 5:55 and the ball has not started. But I think they meant judges, they meant like actual categories had not started. Because based on everybody else, the ball started between 5 and 5:30. But it was still LSS. And because he had those LSS categories, it seemed longer than what it really was.
Who the fuck has
that?
What kind of LSS categories?
Well, we'll talk about that in a few. I guess we can go ahead and talk about the easy thing. Shout out to the House of Milan, to Overall Father Kadon Milan, to Atlanta Father Vito Milan, Pampas Milan, and Paris Milan for winning $1,000 Best Dress versus Streetwear. They took home Best Dress and they took home Streetwear. And so they didn't battle.
When I first saw that picture, I thought that was a mannequin that was standing around. I was like, wow, look at the mannequin. You know what I'm saying? But then it was like, oh, no, that's Paris. I was like, oh, okay. I thought she was
Congratulations, House Milan. $500 tag team streetwear, October 4th, Dallas.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Work. Streetwear. Is it urban or is it high fashion?
It's Obital Best Dress Academy Award.
Oh, Obital Best Dress for $500. All right, Obital Best Dress. Now, the Milan say they might come through, but they don't want to see that pageant shit. That's
it's
not Best Dress
Academy Award.
Oh, it's an Academy Award. All right. Now, J-Rock, September 2nd, y'all supposed to be announcing who won the trip, who won the hotel in Dallas. Can you work on that to get that information?
Yeah, they're supposed to be getting that information in the morning. They're supposed to be giving it in the morning.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Open to a runway with T. Iman Balenciaga. Well, none of us went to the ball, so we can't really give highlights. We can only talk about what the girl said.
What? But I'm
from
Atlanta.
Baby, I don't go to anything that starts after 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't care if my girlfriend, my sister, brother, child is having it. I don't go to balls to start after 3 o'clock. I had all intentions of going. I had a giveaway to give away at the ball for Pandemonium. And at 2:34, my text message went off saying, nobody's here yet. So I rolled over politely, and unfortunately I woke up at 8 o'clock. And as I began to text the girls to say, is the ball still going on, the girls didn't text me back until 8:30, which the ball ended like 15 minutes later. So, I mean, unfortunately I missed.
What is the name of this ball again?
Did they mute Marcus?
Yes. Iman Milan won runway, a European runway, and she won the cash. Father Darren Blahnik of North Carolina won All-American runway. Congratulations to all of you. Shout out to Tiana Taylor. They said you did real well. And other news, they said Giovanni Balenciaga got chopped for runway by her old house. Do not shoot me. I'm just passing the message. So the $1,000 winner got chopped this weekend by her former house for runway. I'm sorry to hear that. If it was an issue. Your look was on point. I don't know how the runway was, but your look definitely was on point, as always. 305-688, you're live.
Hey.
Hi.
Yeah, it's me again. I just want to clear something up. No one outed me. Yes, Becky, like I said.
This is Becky or Maharia, which one?
Which one are you calling tonight? This is Becky. This is Becky. Okay. You can clearly hear me. So, yeah, like I said,
I don't know which
voice
you're using tonight.
No one outed me, okay? I spoke with Jasmine on a personal note, and last week, if you did call in, she said, if you heard her saying my real name and Becky, is because she already knows that I paid it ever since Marcus thought she was doing something by saying who the fuck I was. So since Marcus was not doing nothing when he thought he was doing something, I don't give a fuck. We'll be back, and I will keep calling in. I want to call in with, because I have
You will do that.
Okay,
You won't be calling in as a host. Like I said,
I have to call and clear something up because, you know, bitches want to take credit for something they did not do.
No, I didn't take credit. I never said I outed you.
Thank you. Have a good night, everybody. I love you all. Becky, we hope to see you in the next one. Becky, Becky.
What was that?
No, a bitch was by their computer and their phone. They had to call in on their Cricket phone to try to make a sound effect, and they didn't eat it. Private caller, you're live.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
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 What's going on?
Oh, shit.
Hello?
I haven't heard that in a while.
Hello?
Stone girl, you got to call back next week at 10 o'clock.
Oh, no.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
Switchboard.
You said you got to call back, B.
The next one.
They are starting already on a new season.
They should have called it. Yes, we're in season. Switchboard, can you correct me if it's not season 7?
It's season seven for you all. It's season four for us.
Well, then it's season 7. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, back to season 7. Lucky number 7. You know, I'm very superstitious about casinos and stuff. So we're going to try to make the show cute. We do need Roger to call in to give a score because he was actually the only person there out of the cast that was at the ball. So he's
well,
the only one that can give an actual score.
Yes, everybody, welcome back to season 7 with his temporary co-host, Marcus.
Temporary? London. You might need to read your motherfucking contract too, bitch.
Girl, this bitch in these contracts is about to kill me.
Girl,
baby,
Alexis, oh, I meant to tell you, Alexis, thank you, because my macaroni, and it turned out wonderful. So I never got the chance to say thank you. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Oh, so you put the bacon in it?
This was a conversation between Alexis.
Well, next time, don't have it in a public group about the bacon. I went to add the bacon.
So since you want to be Nene, I'm going to be Candy. So that was between Alexis and me. That was between Olivia Pope, and Millie. So, Cyrus,
no,
be quiet.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, so make sure that that you guys are getting ready for Watch the Throne 2.0 in Washington, D.C. The following weekend, we'll be in Dallas, Texas at the Crown Plaza for iCard Father Larry Ebony's Ball, All Go Everything. The coins will always be given out. And then we'll be in Virginia the next weekend after that for the Revlon Ball Scandal, the iconic House of Revlon. Make sure you join us. And then I hope we're taking a weekend off. I hope after 3 weeks, I hope we get a week off. But if not, well, I think that's is that the last commercial paid up through?
Don't forget the brick mini ball.
Oh.
Who's the brick?
The House of Bricks.
Oh. I don't think y'all paid the $100 yet, so we're going to have to wait on that until I get a confirmation. But we do hope we see the girls December 6th in Charlotte, North Carolina for Pandemonium. It's going to be wild.
Have you made with your bags?
I'm about to heat up some sausage and biscuits, honey, in the refrigerator.
Ooh. Some sausage and biscuits.
But it's too late to be eating that kind of shit.
Did you take it out the can, Naima?
Oh, shit.
Did it pop when you broke the seal?
Ooh. Yeah, honey. It spread it all over the place, honey.
Oh, shit. I got the feeling y'all ain't talking about biscuits.
Well, I hope they're talking about biscuits.
I think that was more of a conversation from Meshack, Meak, and that Billy Goat.
Oh, no.
J-Rock,
you worry about your business over there.
Wait, okay, so let me ask you a question. It was Other Years given out last night. Hello?
J-Rock.
Anybody?
Yes.
Check the box, please.
Was Other Years given out last night, or did I miss something?
Yeah, I'll have
that. You talking about the plate on the trophy?
Yeah, I was kind
of
lost.
2014 House of Blonde, Flight of Imagination or something.
What happened was that his ball is slated to count for Of the Year. So in his event title, he said a ball that counts towards Of the Year, and whoever he contracted to his trophies didn't know no better, and they just
went with what he already advertised.
What he had up there.
I was like, Of the Year? What did I miss? Did I miss something?
Yeah, because they had the hashtag and everything. If you go to the event page, everything that was the way it was listed there was listed on the trophy.
Oh, okay.
The difference is the girls say I might be Mama D of the radio show, but guess what, bitch? I'm still here. You bitches are listening. And I thank you.
Because we deserve, Marcus. We deserve.
Who are you? Marcus, they said you Mama D.
They said I was Mama D, but guess what? Mama D is still getting a check. You both are watching
you,
from the side.
I wouldn't give you Mama D.
I'll take it, but guess what? I'm still here. And you bitches are sitting from the side waiting for another month to come on.
Oh. J-Rock, Mika wants to. Oh, wait a minute. Mika, you going to come to Dallas? Yes, bitch, please come. I want to see you.
Oh, you coming to Dallas too, J-Rock? Jason?
Yes,
baby, we all going to Dallas, baby.
Oh, the conference flight y'all in this year. Work.
I am not flying nobody in.
Oh, the conference is flying people in, girl. You just don't have a
look. I said I'm not flying.
Oh, yeah, I was
flying
telling you, girl, the BHAP conference always fly the girls in.
I said I am not flying nobody in.
Well, it's not your ball, so moving on.
Thank you. Okay, y'all. 415.
Marcus, 415. You have a caller.
415-324, your line.
Wow,
415-324. Pittsburgh, you're live. You want to tell us about Pittsburgh Vogue Night? You're gone. Sorry. If anybody like to call in, private caller, you're live.
Yes, good morning.
Yes,
oh,
good
shit.
Morning.
Oh,
that's Maya Angelou. You made your flight.
Yes.
The devil has arisen.
I heard you had a hard time in the airport on Saturday. I heard Miss America Airlines served you.
And you're saying it because I had on my red wig. Yes.
Oh, she told you she needed to see the ID and the card that was used for purchase.
Ooh. Yes, and I ended up getting in first class. And you
well,
yes.
The next day. Yes, you did.
I hope she didn't have that red wig
and
her ID picture.
But the gag is, this is not TJ calling in. Yes, this is the other Maya, and I think.
Oh, sorry. Which Maya are you?
I'm the other Maya, yes.
Oh, so we're going to call you the other Maya. Were you in Atlanta this weekend, the other Maya?
Yes, I was. You know, I
oh,
this is the Maya.
Oh, my God, what am I looking at?
That's the poem.
That's the Maya in the red wig.
Yeah.
I need a commercial break.
Where is Alexis Snow? I want to talk to Alexis.
Oh, my God. Damn.
Is Alexis here?
Yes,
Alexis. How are you?
Itchy City Punch, I would respect you more if you could say it under your name. Now, it's girls that was looking for you in Tampa to come to the ball so they could attack you. But I guess Becky Titty Punch, Maharia X Chanel, you weren't bold enough to come out. So I might be bald head, bitch. But guess what? I was born that way, faggot. My father was born that way, my nigga. But guess what? You still was afraid to come out of your own city.
Marcus,
well, Zirak, I think every baby is born bald-headed.
Marcus, you, even though you're bald-headed, you got to tell us still, I rise. Yeah.
She got to make a fake name, bitch, and a bitch know who you are. You're not even a drag
girl,
queen,
I'm
my
right
nigga.
Here, girl. What do you want?
Oh, hey,
Prada, honey.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you? I respect real drag queens that look real in and out. How you doing, Prada?
Oh. Hey, Prada.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey,
how you
doing?
Hey.
I respect girls that can call in as themselves all the time. They don't have multiple personalities. How you doing, Prada? Of the year, Prada. State to state, Prada. Grand prize winner, Prada. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Oh, okay.
I forget, girl. This is my problem. If you're going to read under a fake screen name, please don't let me find out who you are and you be a brick.
Well, I hope you find out what my fake screen name is.
Well, please don't be a brick. And once I find out who you are.
Well, Marcus, I've been
Marcus,
a brick for you for the last
please,
2 years. Me and Zayrock been brick for you for the last 2 years.
Well, no,
so.
Now that I know who y'all are, y'all not as brickish as I thought y'all were. 404-690, you're live. Hold on, 404-980, you're live.
I was just saying if Kelly was still on the phone, but it don't sound like she is.
Yeah, unfortunately, she's gone. You got to call in next week at 10 p.m. You got to call in at 9:45 next week on the dot, and she'll be here for you.
They were trying to get us a call from the party bus, but
y'all tipsy. Well, happy birthday, Pumps. Enjoy your weekend.
See
so, Marcus, you didn't go to the lake house?
I didn't go to where?
The big lake house party in Atlanta.
No, I don't really do parties like that.
They said it was going down.
Yeah, am I still on the line? Hello?
Yes.
Y'all was about to make a bitch gag because I was about
I'm
to
not,
press
Oh, line. Becky, I'm not pressed at all. I just can't imagine a bitch looking like you would call in with a fake. You'd have to do it under your fake name because the way you look, looking like how you look, I just can't believe You should try to do it. At least I do it under my real name, so you can throw the reads that you want to throw. But you looking how you look, if I posted your boy pictures and your girl pictures, bitch, it would be curtains for you. Curtains, bitch.
My God.
601-651, you're live.
My God.
Jesus, take the wheel, my Lord.
What's up?
How you doing?
I'm good. So,
hey,
you saying our contract didn't get renewed?
Hey, Justin, how are you?
Justin, I don't know. You have to talk to Switchboard and Jasmine about your contract. You know, there's been some heavy talks. Bravo has been in the works. VH1 has been in the works. And Viacom is not liking what they hear. So I think some contracts have just been declined, you know. I think y'all took the summer off. I think y'all should have been practicing and conditioning yourselves. But I wish y'all well. I hope y'all I hope y'all get to come back.
So let me see who's here right now. J-Rock, say
okay,
J-Rock
is
present.
Feeling his son tonight.
J-Rock, are you here?
I'm here.
Prada, you've been renewed. You was part of my contract, girl. You was part of my a hospitality rider. So as long as I got a job, you got a job.
Part of your contract.
What you mean? No, bitch. I said real bitches only.
Well, I'm here. Prada's here. Justin's here. Jason's here. Becky's here.
I guess. And see how you do that? You see how quickly you threw the girls under the bus?
We're all here.
JC.
Why am I trying to give Kelly? He's acting like he's exotic Mugler. I'm not. I don't want to be exotic.
Hold on. Did you call all the callers?
Yeah. Baby, I read my contract. Did you read yours?
Bitch, listen. I don't know. Bitch, did you hear what motherfucking Miss Quad told Miss motherfucking Mariah? You may be the executive producer, but you do not hire nor fire any motherfucking body on this motherfucking show. Okay?
Ooh. I didn't hire or fire anybody. I had the real people hire or fire them. And it's no shade. It's not that, but I think y'all are going to like the new season, season 7 of the show. It's not about these people. It's so many times that we've gotten blamed for things that have been said on the show. They think we are these people that don't, you know, whoever they are. And so we just don't want to take the blame for them. There is accountability in everything you say. Y'all think it's really hard to get on this show and read a friend's ball or somebody that you call an associate's ball, and you have to deal with the consequences from it. It's so easy when you not know, you know, when you're a fake profile, or not a fake profile, but an unknown profile. But when you come out as somebody that you know, it's different. I mean, it is what it is.
Don't you think about some things that you say now?
What you say?
What you trying to say, Marcus?
Well, I mean, Laura, I'm saying if you're going to be a fake profile, be good at it. We still don't know who the fuck you are. I have no idea who you are.
Can I just ask a question?
Sure.
All right, well, it's not kind of a question. It's a statement. You got, like, 10 people on here who have 4 different personalities. They've never left. That's the gagger. And they just call in from a different number and use a different name. And I thank you. And it's a gagger because they're always on ballroom throwback. They're always in everything, and you girls will never know. And they top y'all at the ball, and I thank you. Yes, that's why I live for my sister London, because she turned you, darling, turned you, and I thank you.
Yes.
I just kiki. Mind you, people don't realize that there are people with multiple screen names in here.
Well, hold on, Penelope. It's not just me. They blame Alexis. They blame Kelly. They blame Jasmine. They blame Rodney. We all get the blame for things that who we don't know and say. And it does not matter that it's not that. But truthfully, if we wanted to say it, we'd say it anyway.
Well,
no shame. He's going to expose who Lord Spears are. If you don't know, Lord Spears has exposed herself. If you need to go back and listen to the archives, she's definitely told you who she is. You just have not listened hard enough. She's definitely revealed who she is.
Who?
Lord Spears.
Bitch, I was blamed for Laura for almost 2 years.
She's definitely told who she is. You just may not be a girl who would remember her, but Laura Spears has definitely come once, she's come twice, and she's come three times.
Well, let me ask you something. Since she revealed herself, why don't you refresh all our memories as to who she is?
Naima.
Well,
Naima.
I have
Tiffany Chanel on the line.
Hey,
yes,
Tiffany.
We're down here with the DOLL. Now, Marcus,
Tiffany.
I heard, my contract was renewed.
Your contract was renewed, I believe. I think that Jasmine has gotten rid of all of the people that you had questions about. And if you'd like to come, I think, I'm waiting for Switchboard to hit me back and let me know. But I think your season has been renewed for season 7. Are you interested or no?
I can't sit with some girls, though.
Wait, not them girls.
I don't use them girls.
You mean Monday night? You mean for Monday night, right?
No. Oh, my contract is renewed for the original London Tea Party cast, which was London, Jason, me, and the rest of, I don't know about nobody else.
But can an old bitch get her contract back? A bitch needs a
contract. Well, Maya, you are dead, so you don't need a contract, bitch. You're a ghost. You can just pop up whenever you want.
But the ghost of Maya Angelou, the resurrection.
Yes, the ghost. You don't need a contract. Ghosts just pop up whenever they want.
Yes. Hold on. All right. Whitney Houston said hi, everyone. Yeah. She's over here going,
oh my God.
Yes, her and Michael were just doing their little duet.
Well, let's not get sidetracked here, honey. Can you refresh our memories, Marcus? Yeah.
About what?
Laura, hold on.
This is the thing. I think Laura's consistent, and I like Laura on the show. So there's no real, you know, she's never done anything bad. But if you're going to sit here and try to play with me, and I can find out who you are, and I know 100% who you are, oh, please. I mean, Laura ain't done nothing to me, so I have no problem with Laura.
You know what, you did that real good, honey. You got your way up out of that real quick.
Oh, JC, if you are Laura, hold on, JC, Smack, Adat, Duba, if you know who Laura is and you reveal her on the show right now, I will give you $1,000. I know you don't know who Laura is.
Marcus,
now,
are you sending
this
money by
your
green dot, or how's it going?
I want to send the green dot, because Miss Laura, you've messed green dot up altogether.
Well, I'm going to need you to Western Union, you know.
Okay, that's even easier. A lot of girls said they were sending Western Union this weekend, that they owed the girls, but they was out at the after hours instead. But I ain't the one to gossip, so you didn't hear that from me.
Yes, I don't want to have a situation like the ball in Vegas, you know, where you don't get your money back. Yes. Now, who y'all want
to
know?
Hold on, JC. I'm waiting to hear who you think Laura is, because I know you don't know Laura. I know you don't.
You about to gag, Marshall?
I'm not about to gag. I know he don't know.
Oh, Lord, don't put my child in harm's way, honey. My child ain't trying to get knocked when she go out nowhere.
Baby, please, even if I did know who Laura was, I wouldn't reveal it until I see Mark.
Well, listen,
with my $1,000 bills in hand.
If he knows who all the girls are, send all the girls an inbox right now And all the girls will confirm if he's inboxed us or not.
They inbox me out. No shade. It's no shade. Laura has not hidden her. Her identity recently in the past. She told y'all where she lived, what category she walked. Y'all just don't listen. I don't know.
She tell y'all when she be at BBQs with the girl.
Yeah,
so he replied,
if he exposes Laura, I expose Anthony Ruckus. That's not true, Laura, JC. Unfortunately, that's just not true.
But who
should be
anybody going to Vogue night tonight?
They didn't pay for promotion, so we can't talk about that. But we can talk about, I don't know.
No comment.
We can talk about Watch the Throne.
We can talk about Dallas. And we can talk about the Revlon Ball and Pandemonium. That's what's on the calendar right now. No. JC. No, JC. No, you are definitely overanalyzing the situation. Laura is not 5 or 6 of those screen names. She's 5 or 6 of the same Laura Spears screen names. All them people, they type different. They look different. Nope, sorry.
Yeah, I always thought Laura was more than one person, though. Cause I could feel like
no, that's just what they told y'all to put y'all on. That's what somebody told you. Don't believe what people tell you. That might be the person that's talking to you might be Laura.
I believe it.
And I thank you.
There's no shade.
Hey, Tiffany girl, you can't be with me.
Well,
somebody who
Laura telling to call in.
Well, I don't know who Laura is. People ask me that all the time. Girl, I don't know. I don't even care, to be honest.
Ladies and gentlemen, JC, Laura is not an icon unless she got deemed in Florida last week. And I was in Florida and she was a dean. So, no, she's not. Laura is not an icon.
Mm-mm.
Who is that breathing
she's
hard
not a,
like that?
She's not a Florida icon. She's not a ballroom icon. I can confirm that.
That's Tiffany breathing like that.
Oh.
Yeah. See, the girls want me to carry. Tiffany's been being real good this summer. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get my ducks in a row.
Y'all,
it's
no shade. The girls think they know. I wonder do people think people sit on the computer and actually tell y'all the truth?
No, that's not okay.
Just like y'all sitting on the computer telling the girls what y'all want to tell them. Y'all think they actually tell y'all the truth of who they are?
This is a catfish generation and a catfish era.
Why?
Nothing.
Before we knew what catfish was.
I say under my real name. I don't even have no fake profile.
Tiffany, it's like 3 people under you.
But I just got a question. Did you guys take a toll from the viewers who need their contracts renewed? Because there seems to be some discrepancy about some certain contracts. We should take a toll.
JC. You said that Anthony was Laura and Anthony was an icon, so that meant Laura would be an icon. I actually do deductive reasoning very well. I'm an intelligent person, so let me be clear, because you inferred that Anthony was Laura and Anthony was an icon, that means Laura would be an icon, and Laura is not an icon. Thank you. She ain't even a legend. Moving on.
Ooh.
Are you sure she ain't no legend?
I'm sure. Unless she got deemed in Florida last week.
Oh, shit.
Which I don't think her name got called out.
Is it you, I am Sierra, baby? Is you Laura?
That's the only name y'all thought of out of all the people that got deemed. Y'all Carrie.
I am Sierra. Is you Laura, girl?
I'm not coming for Anthony. I'm not coming for nobody. Can y'all?
let me be clear. I don't even know who Anthony Ruckus is. Like, I don't. He reads, but I don't quite know. But JC said that Anthony was all those. That Laura was all those screen names, and that's not true. I know that for a fact.
But why would Laura need more than one when she already got five profiles for the Laura series?
And that's
kind of
the point that
money?
I was. Tiffany, see,
but
me,
that's,
you
what,
are
that's
here.
How the that's how the reasoner person would think. You don't think like that when you're a profile or a character.
How does a bitch have time to keep up
like
five screen names?
When you are an entertainer, you have to hit every angle. You have to entertain the people.
So what happened to your coming, your debut this weekend, Maya? I thought you was debuting in a new house this weekend.
Debuting in a new house, I'm not even in ballroom. I am not the other Maya. And I thank you.
Is that the Maya that used to live in? Well, I ain't going to say where you used to live at, but is that the one that know Naima from the bookstore?
No.
And I thank you. Yeah, another $5 foot long.
Damn, well, how many fucking Mayas is it now?
But that's what I'm saying. When you got imposters of the avatars, like catfish avatars, it just ain't even the original Maya.
Where's J-Rock at?
240.
I'm right here.
4581, you're live. Area code 240-581.
My, I don't know if my phone hung up or if Alexa's phone hung up.
Oh.
Maybe.
Yeah. This is the Maya that called you and cussed you out, J-Rock.
Ooh. Alexis hung you up, so it's no shade.
Maya cussed out J-Rock. Oh, I need to. Chris, my son Chris, if you're listening, find an episode where Maya cussed out J-Rock, please.
Are you playing
with
David?
What you say?
I'm going to be nice this season.
That is my child. That is my Lord. That's London's grandchild. Yes.
Who's
your child?
I can't possibly be your sister because that ain't nothing in my nephew.
That's fine, Tiffany. Them half of them men that you brought home and you said they was my brother-in-law just because I slept with them don't mean I claim.
Well, speaking of somebody patent undesirable.
What happened?
Oh, well, yeah, since you said speaking of fat and undesirable, how is your child Calvin?
Calvin was never my child. Now I don't have no problem with
I'm
Calvin.
I'm talking to Naima.
Oh yeah, Naima.
Penelope, I like you because you're very fair. I never outed Becky on the show to get anybody to pat me on my back. I outed her so her ballroom career could end. She would not even come out in her own state. Her ballroom career has been ended. I have done what I've wanted to do.
Oh.
You have a good night. Where was she just at? She was not there, girl. I was there.
Oh, well, I thought I seen a picture of her, because I know who Becky is.
You didn't see no picture of her. She sent you a picture of somebody else telling you that was her. She was not there.
Oh.
Yeah, and I just want to tell Mother Oxygen Tank, she be up in the archive, honey. Yeah. I'm the same person that do that.
Hello?
Yes.
Bitch, you just made me know it, bitch.
Oh.
Yes.
The shit
exactly
that y'all do.
Oh, bitch, I know exactly what Maya that is now.
Yeah, thank you.
But guess what? Maya, that's the cute part of it. You calling the different people, you entertaining me. You ain't even if you read somebody, you ain't really trying them so bad. So it's all for fun. But how can a bitch like looking like that try to read like that?
Well, wait a minute, Marcus. Do you have a
my Lord.
Do you have a picture of this child, Marcus?
Yes.
Marcus,
well, post
it in the grill.
In the
can you please post that picture in the grill?
No, I'm not going to try her like that because that's keeping her relevant. I want to show her out. I want to make her know she...
Well, if it's the same Becky that I know, that Becky have got their teams across the board from many icons and legends. So how did they?
Okay, J-Rock, you've gotten your teams from many legends and icons teams across the board. You just did a good job that night.
Marcus, what are you trying?
What the fuck are you trying to say, Marcus?
J-Rock, you bring the category to the epitome of the category when you brought it as Juvenile, and you brought it as Malcolm X. You brought the category to life, that, and you got your 10s. That don't mean you're the epitome of the category and that you defied realness. That does not mean that. That means you brought it that night and you made a cute statement.
So that means that they're giving away 10s and you're not all
that
real.
Yes, hold on.
Are you aware
girls are selling 10s and buying 10s and buying grand prizes right now? They don't call it buying. They call it tipping.
Can I say something real quick, and there's no shade, and I don't want to start a debate, but I'm going to take it back to Fem Queen performance, and this is something that's been weighing heavy on me.
Maya, before you do that, can I say goodnight? I got the morning shift at McDonald's tomorrow, so.
Oh, my God, they're cutting your phone off in the jail, in the L.A. County jail too, Laura? No.
Good night, Mother.
Good night.
Bye, Mother.
I love you all. Have fun.
Yes,
London, no shade. I think you said just pride and no shade.
What?
No, because
you
wouldn't be going to
pride
tonight, honey.
Good night,
bye,
London.
Think?
Good night.
Maya, can you say hello again?
No.
Hello.
Listen, baby. Hold on. I'm going to get it for you. But how is it the fact that you can deem these people in Miami for being legendary when Ziggy Jai has been voguing for years? That lady deserves her status.
Who?
And there's no shade. Ziggy Janet Jackson.
Who, Maya? Who been
playing
Ziggy Jai?
It's
all
for
Johnny.
You.
Johnny.
Oh,
yeah,
Ziggy
it's no shade,
oh,
but that lady deserves her legendary status.
Hello,
ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I have the legendary NSA father, Lawrence Ebony, on the line.
Oh,
hi, Lawrence. Hi, father.
Hey, Lawrence.
What's going on? How y'all doing?
Did you call to clear the hell about something?
Hey, brother.
Yeah, I just called the area, and I actually just finished eating my wonderful Labor Day meal or whatever. And
okay.
I had just, you know what I'm saying, I'm glad I can be able to eat what I want to eat. You know what I'm saying? That's the joy of having freedom. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
Ooh. What I want to eat when I want to, what I want to eat. You know what I mean?
Lawrence, don't you do that like that?
Oh, no, I'm going to do it like that because I'm the boy that she was sending for. See,
oh,
I can do
that.
Part.
I wasn't online. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't online. So I didn't have a set time that I really needed to sit down and be by a phone so that I could hear everything that I needed
oh.
to hear.
Oh,
you know, words, so I didn't have to do that. I just felt like that it's real sad that after all the trials and tribulations that she's going through in her life, that she actually found time enough to get on the phone to sit here and talk about some sad-ass shit like that. Bitch, when I was locked up, I didn't give a fuck about this faggot reading me all on Facebook and posting my pictures and shit like that. I wait until I got home to deal with her ass. But now, you know what I'm saying, I don't understand. I just felt like I was a little bored. So I thought I would get on here and entertain myself a little bit, you know.
Wow.
Dealing with her.
Yeah.
I had a couple of things that, you know, running my name out. Letting my name out is the last thing she needs to be worried about. She needs to be worried about that hard-ass water in there not fucking up that tough-ass skin of hers. Is what she really needs to be fucking worrying about. That's one thing.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Why you mad, girl?
What's up, hello?
But other than that, how's everybody else doing? We're blessed. What did you do for the Labor Day weekend, Lauren?
I enjoyed myself. I'm actually down here in Texas, so I'm actually down here with a couple of my house members. You know what I'm saying? Just enjoying myself, cooked out on the grill. You know, smoked me some good weed, had some cocktails.
Landscape.
You over there too, brother?
Yes, God, I'm over here.
Bitch, I am over it.
Well, bitch, ain't about to tell you to move all the way to Waco, and, you know, you be all funny acting and cute, so, bitch, fuck you, ho. You bitch,
shut up.
Yeah, like, bitch, fuck you, you know.
I'm coming to kick you with Tiffany and Austin.
We're going to go kick you with Tiffany and her fat ass.
They can't take the
D-O-double-L,
honey. They can't take the doll.
Well, it's the doll, honey. I am the doll. The fuck?
Yeah, the Chucky doll. Chucky.
Oh, girl, Miss Fame, my doll has
white. So, Jay, what's funny is these fake-ass motherfucking screen names. It's so funny that these fuck-ass, fake-ass screen names. Y'all, bitch, you allowed Marcus Naughty Ass to host the show. Your naughty ass is still listening, faggot. So, guess what? Which makes you the bigger knot? I'm the headliner tonight, bitch, and you are the knot that's listening to the naughty headliner. Bitch, who the fuck goes and sees a naughty-ass act, faggot?
So, J-Rock,
Miss Maya
just
performed in L.A. last night. Who the fuck went to go see Maya, her one-hit wonder ass? My body is like, whoa. Bitch, you're listening to me, faggot.
Ooh.
Well, Maya had more than my body, like, whoa, dog.
So, J-Rock, since we come into Texas that Friday, me and Justin were thinking about going to Six Flags. Are you going to be available?
Bitch, what Six Flags y'all talking about? Because if you come out the one with that Batman ride, that is over 3 hours away in Fiesta, Texas.
Well, how many Six Flags do y'all have in Texas?
Only late girls.
We have two.
Well, look at that. Tiffany, are you your way, man?
Hold on 1 second.
You and your crawfish-eating ass got to know somebody late.
Ladies and gentlemen, breaking news, 312-945, you're live.
312-945.
Okay,
well, girl, they not talking.
Well, hold on, Miss TJ. Don't be texting me like that, and then you don't have no special girl, you don't have no breaking news, honey. You're supposed to break the airways through.
I got some breaking news, no tea. If y'all going to Six Flags, me and Tiffany can't go because we can't fit on the ride.
Girl, y'all think my sister playing, bitch. I text my sister. I said, so how is Six Flags? She said, bitch, fuck
375-575, you're live. Which one? Is that number? 347-575, you're live.
Hello?
347-575. Okay, and you're gone. But yeah, bitch, I ain't even had my couch on, girl, and I still couldn't get on now.
Cool. Well, you can hold the bags and stuff.
Girl, what the fuck I look like? You got no bag like that. Okay. You want Erykah Badu me?
Well, it's 312-945. You're live.
And they hang up. Who? Did they just say hang up?
312-945.
Marcus, he had to hang up.
Yeah.
I was running low.
Oh, her time running low. Can y'all get her on the line? We wanted to shake their ways one more time tonight.
You have 1 minute left.
Hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think my sister, the Midwest mother, Amaya Revlon, is coming on the line to shake the table on season 7.
Ooh. Hold on, I'm waiting to see if she called back in.
Oh, well, girl, you supposed to have that handle, Miss Dan.
I've been the whole time.
You live
with her.
Yeah, major deduction, honey. I'm going to dock your paycheck.
Now you docking people paycheck? You didn't tell you what all the payroll
area,
do?
What y'all calling from?
Listen,
y'all
can't
call out after 10 o'clock.
Where the hell is Shamika?
She listening.
Hold on.
She
Amaya, are you here?
I'm waiting
we
for
need a legendary
again.
Shamika.
Oh, okay. I thought that was
Tiffany.
Her. I thought I heard.
Yeah.
So who the fuck is calling radio stuff?
Because Shamika and Tiffany ended the season with a nasty argument. Remember?
I don't mind being a knot. I accept who I am.
Marcus,
but you bitches are still listening to me. So
Marcus,
if I'm a knot, you are. No. Y'all, this is Monday night, and I'm going to teach the girls an English lesson tonight. If I'm a knot, you are knottier. So you are a bigger knot. You're not cute. You're not fab, and you're more naughtier than me because you're listening to me, faggot. That's been your English lesson for tonight on Kevin.
The iconic House of Revlon has been presented in national scandals many times, but has always prevailed. So tonight, it's your turn to make a scandal of your own. Saturday, October 11th in Richmond, Virginia, the iconic House of Revlon bring you a national scandal. Your mini grants include $500 for book screen realness, $500 for drag realness, $500 for fem queen realness, $500 for fem queen sex siren, $500 for butch queen sex siren, $500 for legendary butch queen face, $500 for realness with a twist, $500 for legendary performance, $500 for best dress, $500 for Butch Queen Vogue Femme, $600 for Butch Queen Runway, $750 for legendary runway, $900 for Femme Queen versus Drag Performance, and $1,000 for Femme Queen Face in honor of Mother Danielle Revlon. All categories are cash, and I mean all categories. And as a bonus, the house with the most cash at the end of the evening walks away with an additional $2,000 grand prize and an 8-foot trophy. Again, that's the House of Revlon bringing you a national scandal. Saturday, October 11th in Richmond, Virginia. Your commentator, the Scandalicious Duo. Admission, $30 all night. And doors open at 11:45 p.m. Tables, 200. For more information, contact the iconic father, Tony Revlon, or visit Facebook's event page dated October 11th. The iconic House of Revlon brings you a national scandal.
Wow.
My lord. Bitch,
hold on. Well, who is Butch? Butch is going in.
Where? What are y'all looking at? Why can't I see it? I want to see it too.
They in the room.
They're not in the room. They're in the fake screen. They're in the fake screen arms with fake pictures that we'll think they'll be. Bitch, we looking at these pictures like, would they ever, really ever be these people? But the shade is, they are those people. They're the people in the pictures, just not the ones we'd ever want to be with.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Oh, I like them glasses Andre got on.
You just like Andre.
Oh my God, Ronnie! And I'm only coming for the screen names that actually hit me up and try to talk and want to be about a good ballroom. What's the word? Like they want to change the ballroom and they want to. I think they secretly are looking from the outside, trying to figure out how to get in, but they haven't figured it out yet. So they're trying to get on the good side. To all y'all fake screen names that read, continue to read. See, I enjoy y'all reading, but to y'all bitches that secretly want to be in the scene and y'all looking for y'all way to get in, just come to the ball, bitch. That's the first step.
But Marcus,
not gonna be everywhere.
Sure. Can I ask the question, Marcus?
Sure.
What about the fake profile you read the girls on?
Oh, I don't have a fake. Hold on. Let me make this very clear. Jasmine can put out my IP address.
You have two fake
profiles. I have no fucking screen names, bitch. First off, Ms. Maya, my IP address can be posted. I'll post my IP address right now. I don't use fake screen names. I don't have to.
Listen, your
off,
IP address can only be traced if you're using Wi-Fi. You may be picking up an Xfinity Wi-Fi.
It's on my iPad. I'm using Wi-Fi, faggot.
Listen, so on your IP address, it will not pick up your iPad. It will only pick up the Wi-Fi that you're connected
Hold
to.
Hold on, Miss PJ, girl, you obviously don't know. Just because your craft don't work on your, on whatever you have now, honey, that's obviously not true. Your IP address
Let
does
me
not change. Your static IP
Let
address changes, faggot.
Let me explain something to you, baby. This ain't TJ, you shitty queen. And if I was TJ,
shitty queen. You are fine, so I don't
even
know. You never know what the fuck.
Let me explain something to you, though, baby. When I do that,
they would never knock me at a ball over a radio show because the people that are reading don't go to balls, girl.
I never said I would knock
you
at a ball.
They going to knock me on YouTube?
Girl. I never said I would knock you at a ball.
No. I'm responding to Mona. She said, can y'all please not mark it? He will call the cops. I don't want to see no one hurt over this radio. They don't go to balls, bitch.
And let me explain something to you, babe. I don't have to crab. I am the crab. And when you can get that, you get me. How you doing?
Many girls talk about 10 years and 5 years right now because of that same statement, girl.
Let me
explain what you fit in.
I'm fitting in very well. I've been fitting in for 12 years, and a lot of bitches have been using my work, and it's all right. And I thank you. Do the math.
Well, Laura, I want you to say Maya, after that, I want you to say your name is Pepper. Your name is Pepper LaBeija from the House of LaBeija. Baby, you know the girls are listening.
The girls
Y'all
can
say
listen,
we be
baby.
Playing. We be serious. The girls be listening to this show.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they can listen, baby. That's fine. Because unlike you, I ain't putting out my IP address, and it's untraceable.
Oh, I can put my IP address out.
And it's on you.
Oh,
is
okay.
Tiffany still on the line?
Who called Tiffany? Did Michi call Tiffany?
I head up tomorrow. I need to see what she's cooking tomorrow night.
Oh?
Hey, Marcus, don't come for me.
Wait a minute,
there.
Tiffany cook?
I don't know. And if she's going to Papa Do's, maybe she can hook a brother up because I'm going to be in her area.
Because Tiffany
what
don't bring no cookies.
It's Labor Day shout-out. Well, Labor Day is over now. Well, yesterday was Labor Day shout-out to all the laborers.
Well,
hope
hold
you
up.
Enjoyed
That's
your
not,
day.
Okay, wait a minute. Is Labor Day for people that actually work?
Well, I mean, it's
yes.
Labor Day in my area.
Hold on. What did you think Labor Day was for?
I'm just making sure, you know what I'm saying? That's what I thought of. You gave a shout-out on this radio show, but it's a very few of us, but hey. I know you work.
Oh.
I work. In.
Well, a lot of girls work. They just work in different ways.
Okay.
Work is relative. I mean,
true.
Okay, some girls work at a real corporate America 9-to-5.
Some girls
work
at McDonald's.
Their assholes and their mouthpieces. You know,
right.
Some girls
yeah.
work. They fake empty credit cards. You know,
everybody
got their own job, honey.
And it all makes the world shake, right? It all makes the world go round.
I'll make the world go round, honey. Get started. Some girls are like third party for you.
Marcus, back to your fake profile, darling. You have two of them.
What is my fake profile?
You know what they are. Just so
no, I really don't. Miss Maya, if you can. Go ahead. Go ahead and say it.
You say
I
it.
I give
you
permission.
You give your IP address. That's not my business.
One
you
second.
Give your
I'll
IP
give
address.
Miss Thing, I will post everybody's motherfucking IP address from the People's Choice ballots, bitch. Don't make me gag the girl. I'll post everybody.
I can't gag the girl. Because, see, the girls are smarter than you. When they vote for the girls, they vote at a
You're the only smart bitch, to say, but I still knew it was you, faggot.
I voted from Starbucks.
You don't know it was anybody.
Girl, I know where you voted from. I know if you voted from a phone. Y'all really want me to gag the girls. Give me 5 minutes. 1 second.
Mm-mm.
Y'all,
you can't gag
when y'all
anybody.
When Laura says she has a geek squad and Kelly said, I am motherfucking geek squad, bitch.
Oh, child, you had people using your, you had people not using your services no more, telling all that stuff.
Hold on.
Why are you for the geek squad, girl?
I don't get paid for a big bitch. Who cares?
It's my shame to the girls get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You said you're getting a check for it. I understand, bitch. Otherwise, I was just doing you a favor. You asked me to look up a phone number. Okay.
Bitch, why you mad? Because my pussy box the really?
This show never ceases me to never ceases to amaze me.
It's I missed Under the Dome.
It's no shade. It's another year, and I can't believe this show has been going on for 7 years. How many seasons did Tom do?
He didn't.
Switchboard.
I believe Tom did two.
He only did one season? Well, Lord, it felt longer. So, I mean, the radio's been on for 8 years, y'all. It's people that have become legendary quicker than this show. So are we going to go ahead and deem Tens of Chops legendary tonight after 8 years?
Some girls work the flag.
Oh, the show's iconic. I'm not going to go that far, Judge. I'm not going to go that far. You know, the girl, when I get attacked, girl, we say iconic.
Some girls work the blackjack tables.
Well, Jazz, you have to come on and declare the show iconic tonight.
Well, it goes without saying. You have to realize if you're a talk show host and you interview Oprah, a big person, you interview Beyonce, you interview all these people, this show speaks for itself. It doesn't need to be deemed. It is strong standing, and I thank you.
Hello?
Yeah.
Girl,
whoever that is,
that hello can suck a dog's dick.
Oh. So, everybody, come on break. For those who are watching the Continental Pageant, I already posted the swimwear pictures. I'm posting evening gown pictures. Go Team Stasha. We wishing you well.
So we all back from break for season 7 or what?
No.
Plotter, you have to check your mail.
We were just on here to hear Kelly.
Get you still
yeah,
here?
We just called in.
Y'all still here?
Because we on the fifth floor and we just stopped by for a cup of coffee.
It's no shame. I don't want y'all to think we don't appreciate y'all coming on. We really do. Because it is, this is a new thing. Nobody wants to do, how do I say this? Doing the radio is a lot of work and a lot of commitment. And it is going to take all of us, but Kelly really wants this to continue on. So we all made a promise that we would, I get frustrated. If anybody knows, nobody likes to sit there and get attacked, especially by bitches you can't read back. But we all doing this because Kelly wants the show to continue on, and we're trying to give y'all something exciting, but y'all just, not y'all, but the listeners just.
Without
the listeners, you have no show at the end of the day.
You have a show.
Y'all
didn't listen over the summer, bitch. Y'all paid it. We don't take it personal.
Y'all can't take it personal.
And that's why I read those faggots back, because, bitch, you still listening to us.
You got
some of y'all do be kicking it. Some of y'all do be in y'all feelings for real, girl.
I think it's only when you can't really read. See, the difference between you and Prada is if you read me, I can read you back. You know what I mean? And if I wanted to, like, right, you are Prada. So if I wanted to, if you read me and I really wanted to get you back, I could just read you. But when you have somebody that you don't even know who they are, you be like, well, hold up, bitch. Like, well, this bitch is trying it. And you really, you know, it's a little personal when you don't know who the person is. If you know who the person is, bitch, y'all could go back and forth all night, bitch.
Boo. Because I met a lot of you girls, obviously, in my lifetime.
But, Marcus, but what, I just inboxed you, honey.
You didn't inbox me.
Yes, I did.
Inbox me again.
You gag.
Well, no, let me be clear. You gag because I didn't get no inbox.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong marker.
Right. How long ago did you inbox me?
That's the question that you need to answer.
Well, I ain't got time for that.
42 minutes ago. Exactly.
No, you did not. 32 minutes ago or 42 minutes?
You decide.
If you're 32 minutes, bitch, you got some motherfucking nerve to be reading a bitch looking the way you motherfucking look, bitch. You need to go get a motherfucking life.
Yeah.
If you're the one from 32 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Unless you have a nasty picture that's really cute and you're just masking behind that red T-shirt and unkempt hair.
Yes.
If switchboard, if it's okay, can we just go ahead and let the girls do a Tuesday night preview? Because I want to go to the Monday night show.
Let me inbox Market. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a commercial break and we'll be right back.
Thank you, Jason.
That's how it goes.
The icon, pioneer Larry Ebony, presents the 24-carat ball. All gold, everything. Saturday, October 4th in Dallas, Texas. Some of your cash prizes include Open to All, Tag Team Performance, The Lost Treasures of the Texas Republic for $1,500. Open to All Realness for $1,000. Then Queen Face, Battle of the Goddesses for $750. Butch Queen Senior versus Junior. Death Sider for $500. Hercules versus Aries. Tag Team Best Rex for $500. And J. Ralph Ebony presents the Ultimate Catboy for $500. As well as a host of other cash categories that evening. The icon, pioneer, Larry Ebony, brings to you the 24-carat ball. All goes everything. Saturday, October 4th in Dallas, Texas. This ball is right after Saturday's club festivities going into Sunday morning with doors opening at 2 a.m., $20 before 3 a.m., and testing with Abounding Prosperity gets you in for free. Tables are $150 before September 15th and $175 after. Tables will be fully stocked. For more information, contact J-Rock Ebony on Facebook or visit Facebook event page dated October 4th. And for more information on the prizes, go to www.dallassouthernpride.com. The 24-carat ball, all goes everything.
Yes, yes, yes. October 4th, Dallas, Texas, Crown Plaza, Black Pride Weekend, BHAB Conference. Be there.
Party by the lake, all other kind of stuff, club events. Oh, yeah, I have to put it out anyway, even though I haven't made the commercial for it. There will be up to 8 mystery categories at this ball. because Pops just feel like giving away money, and he's calling it the call out. If he see you in the building, he's going to call you out, and you just bring it to the floor. He's going to put you on a mic, and you call somebody out. If you're scared, you say you're scared. If you're not, then call that bitch out all the way till the last person is standing. It's going to be called the call out. We just picking people out the crowd.
Yeah, that's sickening.
Girl, you know all the girls in Texas want to call me out,
huh? Bitch, it's the call out. It's just like, but you got, no, it ain't just no everybody. You got to be somebody for him to call you out. So if he going to, like, say since he see you in the building, probably
so
he say
you
a, bitch, let me finish. if he call you out and he say, who's the realest drag in this building? Prada, come up here. And then if anybody thinks they can fit
well,
Prada, then bring your ass.
Bitch, I'm about to bring that girl from Florida last week because she is real. Prada, you real, but bitch, she is real. Y'all got a Publix
well,
out there, too?
You know, I'm not scared enough competition, baby. And not a touch whip the whole state of Texas. So, girl, it'll be nice for you girls to bring some children down here, and you know.
Y'all hear that? The young lady, the Infinity Child, you are real. You got over 140 likes. You are real. You need to come play. It's $1,000 open to our realness. You need to come play because you are real.
Whoever that Infinity Child is in Florida, she needs to bring. Hey, that's it.
Well, I don't know who y'all talking about because, you know, I don't really be on Facebook and all that much like that.
Oh,
but,
Lord.
You know, it's better
than
that.
Miss Prada, girl. Everybody saw her, girl. How you throwing shade?
Girl, I'm not throwing shade. Girl, I don't know who she is.
Prada, she's definitely. It's no shade. You are real, but she's real too.
Well, girl,
like, it's no shade.
Well, girl, you trying to make it seem like it's shade, girl. Like I said, I don't be.
Well, cause you like she had 140 likes in like an hour, and you like I don't know who she was. You saw the
girl,
post, bitch.
240-581.
You're live, Naima.
Call me again.
What are you talking about in the group? Y'all posted a picture?
Yeah, oh, yeah, bitch.
Oh, well,
hold on, let me try to tag you in it. 301-326, you're live. 301-326.
My notification for them is all funny because y'all be doing too much. And that shit be going off and off and off while I'm at work. That shit be so annoying.
It do. You got to turn off your notifications so you don't get it.
Yes, God. So that's why if y'all be posting shit in the group, I haven't seen nothing.
But this is definitely somebody you want to see. This is going to be your competition. Is she ever step out of Florida?
No. Let's rewind that. She don't want to
okay,
well, see her.
Hello. Let me tell y'all. The props is, you know, the girl is real. I mean, I didn't look under her neck. You know, I don't know what's going on there. Her face is pretty. She looks like a real girl. She might be on Moms. I did bring that to the attention of people, but who knows? You're just going to have to. If y'all want her to come out so bad, she might come out, but she'll gag because, you know, probably don't take Moms. So you give her all this life and everything, but you don't know what she's really doing to be that real. You get what I'm saying? So, probably.
Well, she's a big girl.
You know, you got my
vote.
You got my
vote.
You don't even know her.
I don't.
Anyway.
She's a big girl. Well, honey, you can tell she's fat.
Okay, you
fucking
wild.
I mean, that's something to ask.
So what?
99% of the big girls look like they moaning. Only
no,
somebody
really.
Who.
And you still could touch their motherfucking titties to see if they take them off at the end of the day.
I don't know what moan titties feel like.
Well,
now,
maybe
it would take me,
sit on people's panel. If you
want
to sit on people's panel, you need to learn how to start rubbing titties. You need all the training that you
I think that
you
is
know.
So disrespectful for a male figure to touch a female. I think that should be left up to a female figure to touch on somebody.
And that's
they
why they be getting
us.
Away with so much shit because
oh,
y'all
well,
be so scared
away.
To ask.
Well, they get
and y'all
now,
be so scared to ask.
Had,
and y'all don't want
to
touch shit.
I've had some judges
oh, well.
Ask to see girls
they a man too.
And stuff. That's
is this supposed to be, is this drag realness and they a fucking man? It's supposed to be a man walking the category? They shouldn't have no problem with another man touching their fucking titties. Now,
true.
No,
true.
If they take their hormones, they'll be more self-conscious.
The category is drag's realness.
The
it's
category
about an illusion.
Is drag's realness.
Drag
man,
realness.
Put
about you giving
drag.
An illusion. So if
no,
I take a napkin and wipe
drag.
The napkin all
butch
over
queen.
Your face,
butch
because
queen
you can watch what?
Up in drag. Butch queen is what? A man that is neither
a man who
masculine
ranges in masculinity,
a man
from male
that is
or feminine.
Feminine and one and is one.
Okay,
then they
so this
put
is
on
my question.
Wig,
y'all are saying
makeup,
because this girl, because somebody told me this. Somebody
that's
told me because she never publicly comes out of drag in person. She
that's
was
not
a 24/7.
That's your interpretation.
No, that's
of
what
drag
somebody. Somebody called me and asked
is.
About her. Hold on, but the question is, how do you know she doesn't come out? Because when you take the shower and you peel, you're not in drags. You're just not in
well,
drags.
Wasn't you in the, well, wasn't you in the Florida group all that time and reading all the comments?
I didn't read
did
all
you,
the comments.
Didn't they
I
say
read what,
that they did
I got
not,
read what
didn't
I
they,
wanted to see.
Didn't they say that she did not come out of drags? So what the fuck are you talking about?
How do y'all know she don't come out of drags? When she go in the shower,
her
she out of drags?
Her own house member said that, you stupid-ass bitch.
Hold on. I can be a stupid-ass bitch. But when you're in the shower and
so
she has her dick
like
out
said,
and she washing
like
her
said,
dick,
Prada,
she's a boy.
Yeah,
and that's why ballroom scene is the way it is.
I love her.
Pride
I think she's
is
very
real.
Pretty.
Pride
I don't have
is
no
real. Africa's real.
Her
young
yet,
lady is
real.
If you already
going to
pick
real
a winner
pretty.
Without even seeing them in person, then you too are part
she
of the
real.
Girlfriend panel
real.
Shit.
She's real proud of. Like I said, I don't have no problem with her. I didn't battle her yet, but, yeah. I real still think something is fishy about that.
So, it don't matter what this girl do, if Prada come out, you'd vote for Prada.
Woo-hoo! Ha-ha! Woo-hoo!
That's why girlfriend battle. Prada didn't save you when you got kicked out of Ethnic.
Oh,
well,
she ain't she pull out no vote
out.
For you, girl. I don't know why you gonna automatically vote for her. There's no such thing as automatic votes in my eyes, bitch.
At
well,
the end
girl,
of the day,
I
a house
have,
is a
oh,
house. A sister is
oh,
always going to be a sister. So what do they have to do with anything? You stupid.
That, that's not a problem. Your sister, it can compete
no,
in balls, but
that
she can
that.
Still
I
lose.
Do, I may,
it's a competition.
What?
It's a competition. You are not supposed to just vote for your sister just because
she's
your sister.
So, okay,
that's the problem
I don't
now.
I don't, you haven't never seen me vote. So what are you talking
no,
about?
No, you
I,
said
I
if Prada was walking, she would have your vote. Is that what you're
she
not saying?
She has my vote as a person. She has my vote. I'm not, she has my vote as a person,
girl.
As in realness. She always has my vote.
I mean, I'm just saying, girl, I mean, I know I could be beat, but I'm just saying, girl, y'all have let a couple of girls slide on by, girl, who wasn't
but look,
deserving.
Hold on. It's not letting girls slide by, Prada. If you think a bitch is, this is my question. Why, if you think a girl is moaning, why would you read after she beat you?
When I step on the floor.
Don't you think that would
have
been your time to grab the mic?
If you read up there, then they're going to think you pressed.
Hold on, hold on.
We
got to call her. 347-897-891. You're live.
I know that.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. What's going on?
Alexis?
Yes.
Oh, what
bitch,
you want?
Why Alexis come on? Alexis come on.
Okay, well,
you
know,
Alexis is supposed to be on the show. She got tired of Marcus, too?
I don't care what they really
it
got
don't matter,
on faggot. In their life. I don't care if they 4-7 dragon, they taking hormones and all of that. When I step on the floor, I'm just coming out there to give my best and just see where I can go. I don't care what nobody else got going on in their life. Bitch, that's on you.
But it's
man,
a competition. So if you do want to win, because, hold on, but Prada, I've never seen you lose ungracefully. You, the few times you have lost, you kind of walked off. But for a bitch, you're like, oh, no, she motherfucking moaned. Well, it's too late to say that now, bitch. You said it after
yeah,
you lost.
About all of that.
That's how I'm better.
See, but that's what I'm saying. Prada is never going to argue with no judges because she's going to walk off gracefully like that.
Right.
But trust me, she's going to look at y'all as, well, not y'all, well, the judges panel as a fool. If they vote over, like, these juniors, supposedly junior femme queens, walking bush queen up in drag.
But the difference is, J-Rob, is that some people, you don't want to disrespect the girl. You don't want to disrespect the person.
Fuck them, because they're not supposed to be walking drag fucking real.
So you supposed to call them out
at
the competition.
If you not a motherfucking man, and you can't pull that motherfucking wig off and wipe that motherfucking makeup off, bitch, you're not a fucking drag queen.
So you have to have a wig on? I know fags that wear sew-in.
Well, then they should make a category called faggot with your hair, weaving your motherfucking hair around.
That's
you
what it is.
It's
a butch queen in drag. A butch queen in drag is a faggot who just
no,
don't ever come out
okay.
of.
Well, anyways, can we change
girl,
the subject? Because Marcus always thinks she's right, and I'm not going to keep on
hold
talking
on,
about this subject.
Prada, you come out of drag. I've seen you out of drag.
You have never seen me out of drag, bitch.
I've seen Paul out of drags. I wasn't talking to you, girl. You
anyways,
you haven't made it.
Everybody seen Paul out of drags, so what happened?
Exactly. So when I say, when y'all talking about a 24/7, if you're talking about competition and you want to win, why would you not call out the contestant's flaws? That's
right.
What made ballroom hot.
That's what I was just about to say. When I was
okay, go ahead,
world,
Alexis,
was,
because you are a film
Becky,
queen, so how
up.
Do you feel about this? Because, you know, go ahead,
shut
Alexis.
Up. Damn, when I was walking the category, that's what you were supposed to do, point out a bitch's flaws. We used to have props. Bitch, I remember carrying Star Crunch little Debbie cakes to point out the girl had bumps up under her chin. They don't do that no
I
more.
I mean, but, you know, if it's something
because
like
everybody
that, you know, something that I could see. Yeah, if it's something
right.
that I could see, you know, I mean, I can call you out on that. But as
right.
far as, like, moaning and this and this and that, I mean, I really don't talk to girls like that, hang
right.
with the girls like that. So I don't really know the girls see like that. I really don't care.
Adam's apple. I don't have one.
If you don't, hold on. If your girlfriend was sitting there and she took a pill, she took a hormone shot right before y'all, you know, 2 days before y'all was chilling, she did y'all was, and then y'all end up being the last battle for $1,000, you're not going to spill that tea at the ball?
Oh,
well,
just
girl.
Damn.
Well, girl,
first of all, I'm going to tell she ain't got no business walking.
If I had a girlfriend that I saw take a hormone.
Oh, girls do that all the time.
Really
there's a lot of girls keeping secrets
really
for their girlfriend.
I really don't hang with girls, okay?
If I just had enough proof that you was moaning, bitch, I'm calling you out. Bitch, it's competition. You're supposed to.
Well, I'm going to say this. I got a girlfriend who's been moaning for years. And they still let her through.
What's her name?
I got a ball.
Hello?
You got, she got a ball.
Come
coming
on, sus. She got a ball coming out. Yes. Ow.
Bitch, and we walked and battled each other, bitch, and it was just like girl saying it. It is what it is.
Oh, is she walking drag realness?
That's what I started walking.
I didn't ask about you. I said, what does she walk?
Oh, Alexis, you transform.
Bitch, that's why I go up there, just so Prada don't have to say shit.
Yes, Prada.
But what you going, hello, the entourage can't be screaming that out. She a man. That's going to make, because J-Rock, they already thinking you already out to help Prada. So bitches don't listen to that.
First of
bitches
all,
saying on the
when
side.
You see me, first of all, when you see me, you're going to know that I'm not up there to help Prada because she don't need no fucking help. But you
if
will
you
know
screaming
that I'm
all that
right
shit,
there,
anybody listening
you
will, to you,
no,
if
I'm
Prada
not
said
that,
it, I would
I'm
believe
not
it.
I'm not screaming that.
You said that's
what
you went up there for,
no,
bitch.
I'm up there to let you know that, bitch, don't try it. That's
what
I'm
you standing
up
there? Bitches who walk people
oh,
on the
no,
stage
bitch,
always
you know,
end up walking them all.
Don't try it.
It's always, hold on, every female figure category, men walk the girls up there and then they have to walk the loser down. They have it everywhere.
No,
so where
I,
the loser?
I have never, that's not what you, I did not say that. I don't have to walk Prada up nowhere. I'm saying that if I see Prada or somebody that I know that is, I'm going to be standing right there and I'm going, I'm not, I don't
okay,
really
and
care,
if Prada lose
6-0,
what are you
going to
do? What are you going to do if she lose 6-0?
What do you mean?
You said if the
what
judges try it.
I'm just saying, if they try, it's going to be known. Like, bitch, we standing right here, so don't try.
Okay.
It's not like I'm going to.
So what does that
oh
change? You standing there and stage nothing?
Oh, my
it's
God.
Like,
it's not like.
Raw.
I know. I'm saying that, okay, sometimes it's just like this. That's just like 007. Why do you think some people leave their house and stuff when they walk and they don't chant for them or they don't go up for them? Sometimes judges, when they see that somebody is standing there and watching their every move, then they tend to not look to the
that
left and look
like,
to the right.
J-Rock, that sounds like the same thing me and one of your housemates were talking about. Intimidation does not change. A real judge is not going to be intimidated by no bitch saying,
If you're a real judge, think about what you just said, though, because if you're a real judge, you wouldn't have to worry about intimidation because you're not looking to the left or the right. You judging off your
real
eyes.
Real icons,
yeah.
Real legends, real judges. We keep
we're
saying this real word.
No,
real
I'm not
real
saying
and
I,
real
I,
anymore.
Anyway.
Okay,
but
okay,
I
let's
mean,
not say.
I, mean,
let's
I,
not
would,
say,
I wouldn't be mad if nobody in my house didn't chant for me because at the end of the day, you right, the judges is going to make their own decision whether I got people chanting for me or not.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen,
Marcus,
breaking news. The top five for Continental, Brooklyn Heights, Joanne Julian, Regina Phillips, Lady Amelie, and like
hey,
I said, bitch, y'all can get muted.
Hello?
Unfortunately, Stasha Sanchez.
Hold
on, Jasmine, mute the motherfucking faggots. I'm tired of this motherfucking shit. Jasmine, mute that bitch. Jasmine, handle it. Like I said. Jasmine, like I said,
no,
unfortunately,
right.
For the first time, Tasha Sanchez.
Come
on, Jasmine.
Now,
can you fix it, please? Can you fix that nigga? She's on the phone with J Rock.
She ain't on the phone with me.
Well, who's she on the phone with? She on the phone with Prada?
She on the phone with herself.
Oh, well, fix it. So unfortunately, the legendary the legendary Stasha Gonzalez did not make the top five for Continental.
Y'all play too much. Like I was saying before that came through, it ain't about no real judge. It's not about real judge. It's about somebody that's being, just being an honest judge. Not even an honest judge, just being a judge. Not looking to the left, not looking to the right. Not voting because your girlfriend voted for somebody. Somebody that's just getting into both people, and if I voted over you, it's because I didn't see it. Not because I waited to see what Joe Schmo on the left is fucking voting for. And when people see you getting into that, they be like, oh, bitch, this bitch gonna see that I'm being shady, and he gonna call me out of my shade. You know what I'm saying? Some people will just be like, oh, fuck. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes the judges, sometimes I've seen judges in other states as well as, you know, I've been everywhere, and I've seen a lot of judges that will, if you're a 007 or you don't have nobody behind you, it just be like, you are nothing, and that's ballroom, period.
Well,
right.
Some 007s, some 007s do lose, but I don't think the whole – some people can be intimidated by a group of people standing there, but at the end of the day, if you know you're voting fair, if you're voting fair, you know, you shouldn't have to worry about, you know, those entourage people do.
This is how I know that some people will see, oh, shit, they got somebody watching. Because after the ball, I've seen this with some 007s. They'll go get chopped, and then they'll find out who they got chopped by. Then I'll go ask, I'll be like, hey, they said that you chopped them. No, I didn't. Then you go ask the other person. Oh, did you? No, we didn't chop them. So my thing is, that's kind of like at your ball, at the people's choice. One of my sisters walk, woman's face, Faith, Melody Faith. She supposedly got chopped because, you know, you had the A, B, C, D, and, you know, you got a certain amount of, I think, if you got two C's.
It was two D's or one F.
Okay, two D's or one F, you got chopped, right? So when she came down and I came out the bathroom, I said, what happened? You got chopped? She said, well, I got chopped. I said, well, who chopped you? And she said, the lady right there, but, and then I was like, well, did she give you an F? And she was like, I don't know. I didn't see an F. So I went to the lady. Hold up. I went to the lady. She said, I didn't chop. So I said, well, who? I asked every judge when so nobody chopped her. So you telling me none of y'all chopped her, but she got chopped?
301-326,
you're lying. Baby, I'm not lying. You can call Melody your damn self. One of them was a Miss Rocky sitting on the panel.
Hold on.
I was walking under my father, and they chopped me because they couldn't take me. And later on that day, I found out that one of the judges, because I'm not cool with one of his little butch queen up and drag friends, told the whole table to chop me. So that's right.
Thank you.
Hold on.
So what you're saying is the whole panel chopped you because one person didn't like you?
Yes, because one person on the panel did not like me.
And they had that much influence over the other judges?
Yes.
Hello?
This is safe.
Some people have a lot of power in the ballroom, just like how when Marcus on the panel, and they scare Marcus up. So, I mean, hey.
They scared me, bitch. Bitch ain't never scared me.
They be scared you, and you'll be voting for them because they'll slap the shit out of shit.
Have you ever been to a ball that I've done?
Hold on, wait a minute. If y'all go
shit.
Back to the archives last week, Marcus said, yes, I come to Florida, because people like you and Prada and J-Rock have came to buy balls. Didn't you say that? I mean,
that's supported. Hold on. That's what's wrong with, hold on, and I hate to say this. That's what it took in my, when I first came out, that's how you got a bitch to come to your ball. When you went
to
other people's balls.
But that's not what I'm talking about. You just asked me that I was up there.
First off, so don't mix up what the fuck I said.
You just asked me that.
I don't vote for people.
You always try to get off subject. That's not what I'm talking about. You just asked me that I was come to your ball, bitch.
Jasmine, review my motherfucking contract. I refuse, bitch.
Bitch, you just said it.
I refuse, bitch. I'm the motherfucking Nene. She's definitely the motherfucking Marlo or Cynthia, bitch. You're going to fix this or I quit, bitch.
Bye.
Or switchboard.
Bye.
I cannot deal with a brick with no logic. I'm just not going to do this tonight.
Have you read the group? We don't want you here. You don't even
go
to your school.
That's fine, bitch.
You don't buy no
motherfucking advertisements, bitch. We're still sold out, bitch. Maggie, you will never make a decision, you motherfucking nasty, ugly ass, horrible ass brick. You nasty brick.
Legendary Philly mother Lisa Prodigy and Dante Balenciaga bring you Watch the Throne 2.0, Once Upon a Star Statement Legend, Saturday, September 27th in Washington, D.C. Some of your cash prizes include Femme Queen Sex Siren, Tarzan's loyal companion, Jane, for $500. Step Queen Perfect 10, Ariel, for $500. Step Queen Performance, Rapunzel, Rapunzel, Rapunzel. Let your hair down and bring up the heel, just as high as you dare, for $500. Open to all legendary performance. Ease on down this road, the Wizard, for $1,000. Butch Queen Pretty Boy Realness, Mr. Disney, for $1,000. And Femme Queen Realness, Battle of the Girls. Pretty Girls as Sleeping Beauty, Every Day as Princess Tiana, Executives as Mary Poppins, and Big Girls as your Fairy Godmother, for $1,000. As well as a host of other cash categories. Again, that's Watch the Throne 2.0, Once Upon a Star Statement Legend, Saturday, September 27th in Washington, D.C. Your tables, $200 each until August 1st. Thereafter, tables will be $250. Tables are seated first paid closest to the stage. Your commentators, the icon Jack Mizrahi, icon MC Debra, legendary RJ Carrington Balenciaga, and legendary Kevin J.Z. Prodigy. Elite beats by the one and only DJ Bonalord St. Laurent. For more information, contact Dante Balenciaga or Lisa Prodigy on Facebook, or visit Facebook's event page dated September 27th. Watch the Throne 2.0, Once Upon a Star Statement Legend.
Well, we do apologize for those technical difficulties, or testicle difficulties, as you girls like to say. But welcome back. You know, as we were saying, unfortunately, the legendary Starstruck song did not make the top five at Continental, so that's unfortunate. So, moving on. Who do we still have on the line?
I'm here.
Hi.
Y'all
know, I want to say this respectfully. I'm going to respect everybody's opinion on this show. I'm not going to be Kelly. I'm not here to be Kelly's replacement. That's definitely not what I'm trying to do. And I will listen to anybody speak, whether they're a fool or a wise person. But what I'm not going to do is sit here and let somebody mix up. No, make sure I correct myself. I'm not going to sit here and argue with somebody who mixes up my words and wants to use it for their propaganda and speech. Bitch, if you're going to quote me, you're going to either need to record, you're going to need to either play exactly what I said or quote me right, because you're not going to mix up the words, bitch. Obviously, the moans that you're taking, faggot, are mixing you up. I guess, what is it called? what is it called, Alexis? Those horrible moles that the girls don't go to the doctor and get, the fake ones? Maybe that's what it is. So, you know, maybe you need to go back and do some of that fake-ass hair that you're doing out of your girlfriend's kitchen.
Oh, my God.
She could call. And, you know, without a beauty license. I said what I said. Oh, they told me to stop. All right, the executive producer told me I had to stop. But your opinions will be respected if you call in and say what you have to say. And we can have a healthy debate. We do not have to argue and call each other faggots and queens. You know, girl, bitches may not make it this season, all season, honey, because contracts are being reviewed and renewed.
Okay, so let's just be clear. Marcus, you're
going
to stop calling people
faggots? Dude, does faggot offend you?
No, it don't offend me at all, because I know I'm not a faggot. I don't do faggot shit.
But, I mean, does the word faggot offend y'all?
It's disrespectful the way you're using it, but it doesn't offend, but it's still disrespectful.
Well, hold on. But when we say things like that, we meant for it to be disrespectful. When you say something like...
Good evening, ladies, gentlemen, and distinguished listeners out there in Radio Land. I am Jasmine Couture, and I am interrupting your airwaves because I'm tired. I am so tired of y'all and y'all messy shit that's going on tonight. You need to kind of cut it out for real. All jokes aside. Hi, everyone. How's everyone doing out there in Radio Land? I just came on the air to say hello and interrupt all this faggotry bullshit that's going on right now live on your Monday night season premiere of The Weekend Recap. Tenzer Chops Ballroom, number one radio station, is back for another season, giving you guys a lot of drama, scandals, weekend recaps, and all this fucking bullshit back and forth on the air. Chat room and inboxes, calm down. It's not that serious. All this going back and forth is really, really not that serious. Y'all are really carrying tonight. I got everybody muted because I just wanted to make a couple of announcements really quickly, and I just wanted them to calm down for a second. We are back on the airs Monday night to give you guys a show starting at 10 p.m. with your host, Rodney Prodigy, Marcus Escada, and Alexis Clark, as well as guest panelists. And, of course, as you guys seen, Kelly Mizrahi, my sister, has opened the show tonight, and she will be coming on the air each and every Monday to open up the show for you guys. So make sure you guys tune in every Monday at 10 p.m. That is a new start time, and that is 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For you girls that are downloading these episodes and are not listening to them live, if you want to contact Kelly or reach out to Kelly or want to speak with Kelly, you know to call in at 10 p.m. Or you can reach one of us, Alexis, Marcus, or myself, for her contact information, and we will give it to you after we make sure that you really are trying, you know, you really have her best interest at heart. We'll give you her information so you can contact her directly and write her and send pictures and things of that sort. We will be back in October. The Tuesday and Wednesday night show will be back in October the 8th, to be exact. That's October the 8th for me. October 7th for Tuesdays and October the 8th for myself. We will be back in October. As far as Monday night goes, let me put a little bug in your guys' ear. No one is trying to replace anyone or take over the show. Marcus, Alexis, and Rodney are on the air keeping the show alive. After 7 years, 8 years for me, 7 years for you guys, tens of chops on the air. So I have to take this time to really say thank you to Rodney, Alexis, and, of course, Marcus, who's holding it down tonight. You guys are taking a lot of this stuff too personal, but he is giving you guys what the show is entitled. I mean, what the show is titled, The Weekend Recap, as far as scandals and gossip and just making it hot. So either you're going to love him or you're going to hate him or whatever, but he's here to do, you know, what he does, and he doesn't have to do it, and he's here doing it. So I want to say thank you to him as well as to Rodney and Alexis. But that doesn't mean that everyone else that's on there as well doesn't, you know, get any appreciation from me as well. I thank them all, including Becky. I thank them all for calling in. I thank anyone that calls in and presses one. Being a part of the show, I thank you, because there's a lot of people out there that don't say anything, and you guys have everybody else do your dirty work. So I want to say thank you to you guys as well. But all these attacks and personal stuff, come on now, that has to stop. You know, that's why the show is very diverse, and we have our own nights, separate nights and stuff. So if you guys don't like certain things that happen on Monday, then you guys have Tuesdays to look forward to. And if you don't like Monday or Tuesday, you have Wednesday to look forward to, vice versa, da-da-da-da-da. So, you know, we're going to hold it down like that. But come on now, with all that other bullshit, you know, just stop taking it so personal and threatening and hanging up and reading and attacking. It's not that serious. It really, really isn't. That wasn't my intro either, and that's just a song that I'm listening to right now. I don't know if I'm going to have an intro this season, because it's just so many songs that I like, and I just maybe play a song randomly when I want to come on the air, because that's just a song that I'm listening to at that time. So, yeah, so let me bring everybody back on really quickly. Marcus, darling, you're back on the air.
Yes, you let me go to the bathroom.
Thank you, Marcus. Michi, are you still there?
Uh-huh.
Hi, darling. Yeah,
hey, yeah.
Jason, Otto, you still got sand in your feet, bitch?
What'd you say?
Do you still have sand all on your feet?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you don't get it. No. Anyway, J-Rock, you're on the air.
Oh, I get it.
Hello. Nasty.
J-Rock and Prada, how are you?
I'm doing good.
I'm lovely, darling. How you doing?
How are you? Naima, you still on the air?
Yeah, I'm here.
Justin, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
And Marcus, calm down. Becky?
Hey, what's up, man?
Lord. That was crazy.
Becky and Marcus, y'all two need to, like, make, you know, make up or something, because y'all are carrying.
They need a hot, sweaty session somewhere.
Yeah!
No. Okay, I don't
sorry, I like my man with hair.
Oh.
And I like my woman hairless.
No shade, J-Rock, because you was already... You completely
Becky, I want
know,
you to get some
you like women, Marcus?
Becky.
I said I like my
Becky,
women
hairless. Becky, I want you to get... Becky, I want you to get some moan titties and let Marcus feel on them.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm going to start taking moan, so he need to practice on his girlfriends in his house. You know, let some of those trannies rub some of those trannies' titties.
Baby, I promise
titties,
you,
so if
all of them are realer than you. All of them.
I thought she was talking to me.
But it's no shade. Now, I want to help. I want to understand something. I know there's people that's, you know, right behind me, because I think a lot of people are lost here. But this is my, to my understanding, Marcus, and it's no shade to no one right now, but Marcus, you said that she looks fierce, but based on the pictures and stuff that I've seen of Becky, Becky is actually cute to me. Becky,
not as a boy.
Those really your...
Oh, shit.
That's her.
Okay. Well, I mean, the girl pictures, well, honey, a lot of, okay, now let's be real. A lot of drags are very ugly as a boy, but they're kind of cute as a girl.
So if you up, so if you do drags for 2 hours a day and you live your life as a boy for 22 hours of your day, I'm supposed to say you cute? And I don't say that because I think that she is really, her transformation is really remarkable. And I'm not even gonna call her ugly. That's just me being serious, to be totally honest.
But
I just don't like the fact that in ballroom,
that's the category, the transformation. You go from being that
right,
ugly,
the category of transformation, but the category is also realness sometimes too. Realness and transformation are two different things.
Oh, yeah, they are. You're definitely right about that.
Mariah's transformation is remarkable, but is she real? No, I don't think Mariah's the realest thing, but her transformation.
Mariah is.
If you don't know the legendary drag face Mariah, then something is wrong. I don't know how you're a drag.
She knows, but she doesn't know. She knows, but she doesn't. This is the way I look at things. A lot of people ask me, you know, Jasmine, what do you do with Mondays and Tuesdays? And basically, this is what I say to everyone, you know, to people. Oh, by the way, we are going into record mode in the next 2 minutes. So for you guys that are listening from your computers, thank you guys for tuning in. But we are will be losing you on the computer side in about 2 minutes. So you might want to hurry up and call in if you are on the phone lines. Stay on the lines because you won't be able to call back in. And if for some reason, because I am calling in from the computer tonight, but we are having a light little storm over here. If the internet happens to go out or I lose signal, then the show will disconnect and we will be back on next Monday at 10 p.m. Now, I forgot what I was going to say.
You were talking about transformation.
You said people ask about Monday and Tuesday night, and you say.
Oh, yeah, Monday and Tuesday night. I look at Mondays as this, I wouldn't say seniors, but they're more of the senior participants of ballroom. You know, they actually are out there going to the balls, judging the balls, promoting the balls. They are actually the promoters of balls. You know, they're actually up there judging, things of that sort. And then when you go to Tuesday, I look at that as the younger generation of ballroom, more of them on the spectator side, more of them on the video media side, as well as the up-and-coming participants like, you know, and promoters and so forth and so on, like J-Rock and Prada, you know, all those, you know, the girls like that. So, you know, I look at that as, you know, the seniors to the juniors. And that's where that comes from. You know, if people say, you know, that makes it a very diverse crowd. As well as when we look at the ballroom situation itself, especially like the official ballroom, Marcus says it a lot. And in all actuality, a lot of stuff that he says is true, even though we don't want to believe it or we look at it in a different way or he says it in a harsh way, but a lot of it is true. A lot of people in that official ballroom, out of the 4,785 members, everyone doesn't go to a ball. And everyone doesn't actually participate in the ball. And again, we have a lot of, just like we have a lot of listeners, we have a lot of spectators in ballroom. And that's why you have the different crowd. You have your balls that are the people that participate, and you have your fans. Tuesday night really, generated towards that type of audience. Monday night is really generated towards that audience that actually goes and participates. Tuesdays is really towards that audience that sits back and watches from, you know, the media aspect of it. So that's why it's so diverse. So, you know, take it or leave it, but that's how it's divided.
And I think that I want anybody who calls in, I want you to think that you can say whatever you really want to say, whether it's reading me or not. I want people to realize that I was on the debate team. So to me, I'm just going to argue with you just naturally, just because. But if you can convince me, J-Rock has made convincing arguments before, and so has Prada, to make me change how I feel. And if you can do that, I'm all for it. You know, just all of that calling me a faggot and, you know, all of that. Bitch, that's not going to help me listen to you. If you make your argument and you make your argument logically, I'll listen to what you're saying. Because I feel as I'm part of the new generation too. But the newer generation, y'all really are going to be the people that.
That note, Marcus is gone for the evening.
I think it was God telling him. I think it was God telling him that he wasn't a part of the new generation.
Oh.
What did he say, Pearl?
He might be young in the heart, but you know.
Michi, see if you can get him on the line.
Oh. Okay. Oh my God.
That was a key because he was trying to make his point.
He might be on another phone. Hold on, 773-778.
I need y'all to know exactly how fucking funny that was. I really, really fucking do. I need you to know the impact of how fucking funny that was. Halfway through that soliloquy, she got cut.
Girl,
but I love her though.
Hey, Devin.
I'm good.
Hey, Devin.
Get the fuck up off the floor, Jason.
Hold on, y'all. 504-331, you're on the air.
Shamika.
That's Shamika.
The witch is dead.
I knew it. I knew
witch
it.
Or witch? The wicked bald witch. Yes, Marcus. Good night, darling.
Listen, y'all, hold on. Y'all sit here and y'all try to read him, but he's a smart cookie. That's why he ain't no new generation. He's more senior. Marcus, you're back on the air from your second phone.
That's
how you do it. That's how you do it. If you don't want to miss a beat, you have both phones ready.
Everybody knew. I knew everybody was want to go call in tonight. So I called in at 9:45 on both phones, and I just set the other one to the side. And when they wanted to get three ways, I was the three ways them in. That's fine. Well, no, but bitches still listening to me.
Okay.
Shamika, I was looking for you earlier, girl. Where you was?
Shamika,
I couldn't get in. Hey, y'all, I couldn't get
What's
in until
huh?
later. Once Kelly left
Shamika,
the line,
did you go to football game this weekend? North Carolina A&T wore their ass out in Alabama, I see.
No,
that was in Florida.
That was in Florida.
Yes, they
Shut
wore
up.
Those
A&T
girls.
Don't wanna
that was in Florida.
A&T wore that ass out. They didn't play with some Alabama girls in Orlando.
I got to come down and see Shamika. I'll be down there for the Bayou Classic.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
All right. I'll
be there, too.
Let me see if I'm going
to
be over.
I ain't coming to see you. I'm coming to see real boys.
First of all, I didn't want to see you no way. I was talking about I'll be there, too.
Oh, well, nobody cares. I'll see you when I get to Texas.
I tell you what.
Oh, well, let me see if we have a winner for Continental. I'm over it that Sasha didn't make the five.
You surprised?
They've been trying Sasha for years.
Sasha is going to be the new Sasha Valentino.
Posted about Sasha.
I don't think Sasha's going to give it the same reason they don't want to give it to Granny.
They're going to crown Raquel after one or two times. They're going to give it to her. They're going to have to. And I hear
Raquel
she's coming
Lord.
Next year. I hear she's coming.
Yeah, because Raquel's motherfucking.
She didn't win because her tits aren't real.
So, shit.
You ain't
going to
have no choice.
Right.
I think Sasha needs to sit out a year and maybe just pay it. Because I didn't think she was going to come back this year.
Is it true that they say her shoes were too small during evening gown and her makeup looked like chalk?
What?
No.
Oh. Sasha's a professional. Now, they might get right. Sasha has definitely made some mistakes, like when she did that swimwear with Tupac and Biggie on it. That definitely wasn't Continental like. She has definitely become a premier girl. She's definitely that girl. And when she comes out, she's going to be right. So, I don't think her makeup or anything like that could have been wrong. I guess it's up to preference, what you like. Because I still don't understand how they judge pageants.
But girl,
she's going up
mean?
For somebody who answered a question, and I'd be like, girl, she did not answer that question.
Are you serious about that? Just let pick who the fuck she want every year, honey. Don't play that shit, and they don't play that bullshit.
My gay mother judged the preliminary night this year, so I would love just to see her insight on it, like how she scored in comparison to how everybody else scored, and then in comparison to final night. So I'm actually going to get the tea and then, you know, judge it, because she was a very hard critic of Continental, and somehow she ended up judging this year, at least for preliminary night.
So how many years was Sasha supposed to win it? How many times was Amelia supposed to win it?
She definitely was supposed to win last year. If of all years, she was definitely supposed to win last year. That's kind of the gag. And then she come back this year and don't even make the top five.
That shows you. But it's a lot of shit that have happened in between her and that top five, Charles. How many times she have been in a fight there in Atlanta?
Yeah, but Jim Flint don't really...
He hears about stuff you do in the past. That's the reason why a lot of them girls haven't won over the years. Because a lot of them girls were smoking weed, and he knew about them girls smoking weed and a lot of other shit that they were sitting around and doing. That's the reason why a lot of heavy hitters that should have won the years that they won didn't win, and they ended up giving it to some real girls that really should not have won. some girls that came out 2 years in the game ended up walking out the door with Continental over some girls that was like 15 year vets. It was a lot of times a lot of that shit came into play.
Did anybody see the Save by the Bell move? I missed that. I missed to record that.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
How was y'all day? I haven't spoken to y'all in a long time. Shamika and Dale. What's up?
So,
I'm
what's
good.
The
I was off today. I'm mad I was off though because I wanted to work.
Oh, wait a minute. Becky, do me a favor. When you get down to Florida, tell the girls down in Florida, I said, that was really nice of them to throw an infinity ball where they gave all the old infinities all their icon status. That was really nice of them. That was really, really nice. A lot of times the girls don't throw balls for their old members to get awards from them, but that was really nice of them. Yeah,
I mean,
bitch, I'm going
to
give y'all some Tuesday way ahead of time. That was really nice of them, though.
The house that is really old down here, I don't think Infinities are the oldest house. I think they just opened.
No, they the oldest.
Damn,
it's Infinities, it was Ninjas and Blonix were running.
Have you ever heard of Eccentrica?
Hold on, you said it was what?
It
oh, you mean
Infinities, it was all the Infinities. It was the Blonix, because Vanessa was down there, because she was
Ninja.
Mother Blonix. And the Ninjas, those were the girls that were running the table. Because it was all the
Alyssa
girls.
Alyssa lives down here too, also.
Right. All the black girls went to, when all the girls got ran out of New York, all the black girls went to Atlanta, and all the motherfucking Latino girls went to Florida.
No shade. Because that's all that's down here.
Well, I know people didn't think we talked about it, but the ball was actually kind of nice in Florida.
You didn't say
was,
that, Marcus. You
got,
read that ball
yeah,
down.
Yeah, I did. No,
yeah,
I didn't.
But, yeah, by
I
the way,
not.
Could y'all please, speaking of that other thing, could y'all please give my nephew his other $500? That was kind of shady.
Baby, I cannot believe he just walked away and just did not ask for his money.
I wouldn't have paid it like that, especially after I hadn't seen his performance, and I just not too long saw his performance. So, yeah, could y'all give my nephew his other $500?
What are you talking about, Darren?
The Infinity.
No, the one we had on white. Right.
If your nephew was the Infinity or Dino?
No, the Ninja.
The Infinity.
Remedy. You talking about Remedy?
Right. I need to get my money.
Oh, yeah. He should have got it. Yeah, he should have got his money, but he was a little
First
too tall.
First of all, let me explain something to you. Dino is Remedy's gay mother.
I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Whatever the case may be. So you cannot get mad at whatever deal they came up with.
They didn't come up with a deal.
Let me tell you when it's a deal. When your motherfucking dumbass agrees to take that, to split the fucking money.
She didn't agree to nothing. I was standing up there. What's her name?
I was right there in the back.
Hold on, what's the
check?
This was the
shit. I would take the word for the girls that were up there in the front. They turned around and said they gave her $500 and then brought the other girl back.
Right there.
I would not have left that motherfucking flow. I wouldn't have either,
but the girls kind of saw like, okay, well, they thought that it was underneath the impression that they was going to make him battle for the other $500.
Right.
The girl, the girl that y'all thought was going to win did not win.
Well, you know the way they were shopping from the back, they opened up a deli shop
up in there. But like I said, you know, that would have been nice. It was really nice that all the attendees got what they got. The category
was misinterpreted. Everybody, just like how Marcus said, what he think drag realness is, you could have took that category any kind of way because it said dramatic interest. Some people was looking for a bitch to jump out of a motherfucking plane into the building. Some people was looking for dramatic, like you walk dramatic.
All the other girls got chopped. He got tens, hence the tens, hence the thousand.
You could have took that category any kind of way. That's why next time, what people need to do is be more specific in their category.
And it's no shade. He could have been chopped too because he didn't do all five elements like you said.
It didn't matter.
But it's dramatic because he's dramatic.
Let me say this. If the girls had time to chop, then they should have chopped.
But they didn't. So give that man his money. That was my argument. Y'all cannot read him after the fact. He didn't do this. Too late.
And nobody read him. Who read him?
Oh no, they was reading him. The judges was
They don't have to read him because the ultimate read is we're not going to give you all your money, bitch. I would not have left that motherfucking runway.
Now that I'm a little bit skeptical because if it was my $500, if my $1,000.
But let me tell you something about the Florida girls. The Florida girls, nobody really speak up for themselves.
Now that ball would have been over.
Not all of them. And then on top of that, Remedy is kind of a newer. He's a new generation kind of person. So he never. It's not his character to disrespect.
Oh, my God. Are y'all ready for the disrespect?
Yeah.
Aria Cassadine won Miss Continental this year.
I'm not even in the pageant.
Hold on. Let Marcus let it settle in for a little while about what I just got to saying. Now, let it settle in.
Who is that? I never even heard of her.
Precisely.
Y'all say I never heard of her. What? I mean, y'all can't give people chances. There's just like somebody walking
the
hall.
No, Continental is the premier. That is the top title you really could win. So once you win that, bitch, you going to win everything else just because. Like, they really, when they say when you win Miss Continental, that's the most coveted package, but you don't even really win that much money.
I thought it was Miss Universe.
No, Black Universe is just a black pageant. You can walk a ball and win more money than you win at Black Universe in one night.
See, the thing about being Miss Continental is it's not about winning the pageant. It's about everything that comes with winning the pageant.
Right. You get to go out of the country. You get all these prelims. You get books here and there.
Your booking fee goes up.
I'd rather do RuPaul's Drag Race. I was just gonna say that
you get more exposure on RuPaul's Drag Race than doing that.
Right, and you ain't got to win RuPaul's Drag Race. You just gotta stay on for a little while. You get booked.
Miss Tyra Sanchez. That's why nobody ever wanted to see Miss Tyra Sanchez at because she was charging too much.
Okay.
That's why everybody forgot about her.
Charge that. Their booking fees are pretty much double what a national title holder booking fee is. Because I booked a national title holder before, and they get like $350,
$400. I was about to say, damn.
RuPaul's Drag World girls get an $800 plus travel.
The number one person that's getting paid the most out of all them RuPaul's Drag World girls, I think, Latrice. Because everybody loves Latrice, and everybody wants Latrice at their club, and she gets paid down.
Okay. Hold on, maybe she didn't win. If this Aria Cassadine girl won, I'm about to read. I'm like, girl, what did she? Did the girls just fuck up on Q&A?
Girl.
Yeah.
They said the Queen Veho, after she did her talent, who phone is that?
Yeah, her talent was, that.
They said they clapped for 10 minutes after she walked off the stage.
They always a little bit happy for a girl that end up Vogue. They always are. Even though the girl don't Vogue right, they still be happy that the girl came up there and cut up and acted a fool. One dip will get you over. They was, because I looked at the performance, and the performance for me left a lot to be desired. No shade.
Who out there walking the strip?
Jason.
The part.
Girl, somebody out on the whole stroll. I didn't hear three trucks pass.
Is that what y'all whole stroll sound like out there? Trucks driving past?
You're supposed to go by the truck drivers. Why you
girl,
ain't go with
that
old?
Money. I know that's what I said. Why they on the phone? That's money passing by.
Okay, Shamika, the fact that you know about the whole stroll and where you supposed to be is really scary.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to do that. But much like Kermit, that ain't none of my business. I was just thinking sip this tea.
They said the bitch brought her own translator when she was answering the question because she don't speak English well enough.
Ooh,
oh,
bitch. Queen,
that's bad.
Now that would have shit it.
Also, Lady Aria won. Okay, she's a black girl. She's
Lady
I still
Aria
won. Girl.
Okay,
yeah, I don't know.
She about 7-8 years into it. So yeah, I ain't that bad at it. Her and Sasha kind of been in the game for about the same amount of time.
Shamika and Devin, did y'all, like, call each other and say, let's come on the radio at the same time? Because it seemed like this was planned.
No.
No,
y'all
can't. Y'all been on the fucking show all night.
No, just saying it seemed like y'all just dropped at the same time. It was just like,
well,
hey.
Charles, make fun of the fact that Marcus' phone cut off, bitch, we girls going to be scrambling to do that.
Y'all.
You know how that is.
No, what had happened, let me give you the tea on what really was going to happen. What had happened was, when Marcus' phone had called, bitch, there
was
this who read Marcus down.
No, I
got
on the phone once.
So y'all had to read me once I left the show?
No,
it was another
girl like right after Shamika that was going to start praying, that was going to start playing Can You Feel a Brand New Day? So it was like,
no,
you got to go along with it.
Bitch, I feel like bucking to that song. I wish I could buck.
I'm not
going to
lie. When they peeled out those ugly clothes, they had some fine-ass bodies. The men and the women were gorgeous in that part of the wig. That was sickening.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
Shamika, why y'all don't help Big Frieda with her hair?
Oh, shit.
Girl.
Baby,
that's
Big Frieda.
That's
she has
Frieda. People for that.
You already know.
Okay, so Tuesday night cast, let's play a game. Knowing,
oh,
seeing that some of y'all will be voted off next season and not be on in October. Everybody,
you are
determined
to
make
out,
sure
huh?
that some people
you
just
really
not on
like
the show
Mama
on
D,
Tuesday.
Like you really delusional, Marcus. I don't know if they just.
I don't think
she
Mama
know.
D. She don't give Mama
D. I don't
D.
know what Jasmine convinced you. Oh, I'm
getting wrong information.
You have some type of.
Oh, sorry. The winner of the pageant is Brooke Lean Height. Second place was Queen B Ho. First place was Joan Stratton. And Brooke Lean Height was the actual winner. I guess
that?
That's a comic name, Brooke Lean Height. So it's a Lady Aria did not win. And she's from Canada. She's a white girl. Congratulations,
girl.
Ms. Brooke Lean Height.
Yeah, that's what
now,
I'm getting.
I hope you're ready for The Rock to come next year because The Rock is coming.
Yeah.
Whoever has a Labor Day weekend next year in Atlanta, I will not be at the pageant. I will not be at the ball. I will be at the pageant supporting my grandmother.
Me
I will
too.
Not be at your ball. So don't get mad. I'm telling you a year in advance. Team Raquel Lord.
Is Alexis still on the phone?
No.
I wanted to ask her, how much was that iPhone 6 that she paid for?
She paid for it.
That's what she all said right. on her Facebook. She said she had paid for it or prepaid for it or something. I don't know. I didn't see how much money
I
need. I
think it's the whole pay for it that Marcus is having a problem with.
No, I did not say. In fact, let's go back to y'all. Who, if y'all had to vote anybody off the Tuesday night.
Right, see, that verb was what she was having a problem with.
Who,
I know, but I still
who would y'all vote off
how
on
much
the Tuesday
do
y'all
think day? It would be? Dev, how much you think your phone would be?
I don't know.
Like
700. My thing is, Marcus, you're on Monday night. Why would you even be concerned about who's getting voted off or who isn't signing the contract?
Well,
that's what I'm talking about.
Hello.
That's been your topic of discussion all night.
Because some of y'all don't even know that y'all not even going to be on next in October.
It doesn't even matter.
I don't think anybody other than
why wouldn't it matter?
Have you been sent a subpoena? Any of us? Because that's what it seems like you're trying to do.
Well, no, it's just tea, Shamika, don't worry.
Your spot has been your guest role spot has been secured.
It's not even that, but
well, I think Switchboard was trying to figure out the way to let y'all know y'all was not going to be on the show. But I guess me getting drunk and telling y'all actually helped out. Some of y'all will be back. I mean, I understand. Some of y'all will be back.
Girl, you remember that night?
Mark. Y'all read?
Which night was that? All right, because we do that a lot of nights.
Remember that fat child that had the audacity come for Jasmine? Y'all was all smiling in his face. And then after y'all found out he was a brick, y'all read him fiercely?
No, because I was reading them from the day one and her and Dick Johnson both did. No, I made a fake profile to read them. And I read them in my regular profile, bitch. I read them 24 hours, 7 days a week.
I didn't know he was like that.
Do you know how many desert pictures I put up in that group?
What's gonna happen?
That girl
I promise
spoke?
Y'all. October 6th, when the show return, some of y'all are going to not be on the show, and y'all going to gag, and then y'all going to be reading those
girls, they can't call in, Marcus, they can still call in.
You talking about calling in versus sitting, ain't none of us getting a check for it, good grief.
Right.
Well, hold on, what you mean, we get checks?
Oh,
well, y'all
get
checks, well, God bless you.
Right.
Devin, I like your logic. Let me see if I can get you hired. Switchboard, can I get Devin a 6-month contract?
No, that's okay.
If I get a contract in the mail from Jasmine,
y'all already know I had to do some serious social climbing.
J-Rock, send me, because we're still waiting for you to play this game.
Why do you say you got a social climbing contract from Jasmine?
Who does makeup in jail? During a ball, I'm gonna need somebody who does faces. Don't send me. What's his name? Jason. Don't send me him if he comes.
Don't do that.
Shamika, I will definitely be in Texas for the ball.
You don't do makeup.
I will not be late.
No, I was talking about the other Jason. I was joking.
Joel, he's not on the show.
Oh shit!
I got.
No, I'm talking about somebody who does makeup.
Jason, how do you know Joel's not on the show?
Well, if he is, that's news to me.
Y'all see
Switchboard, then correct me on nobody else. I'm talking more about J-Rock.
Good first lady on the show.
Y'all contracts are up for question.
Who is y'all?
You're the only one concerned about these contracts, Marcus. That's the crazy
who
thing about
it.
Right. Like, everybody keeps saying, like, this y'all.
Who is everybody?
Let me be crystal clear. Jason's contract has already been renewed. He has an 18-month contract. He's already started. He just went on vacation this week.
Shamika,
you were given a 6-month contract. I would need you to tread lightly and prove yourself worthy. Devin, I'm working on you. Devin, I'm working on you right now, but all the ones that's reading, all y'all got contract renewed. Some girls was let go like Michael Sam, and y'all not understand it.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. Is it just me, or every time he say contract about this show, child, you bust the fuck up laughing? Is it just me? Is it really just me?
And then he was bringing to Twitch earlier. This thing is funny. Welcome to
Solaris,
baby.
Y'all are gagging.
Hello.
Y'all still talking
about
it.
And don't
do that no more unless
you
shake your
head. I do want
my Tuesday night family to know that I brought you all trinkets back. So Prada and J-Rock, I'll be giving you yours in Texas when I see you in Texas in October.
Well, hold on,
Mother Radio, you didn't get me nothing.
Jason,
who did you give somebody something for?
Jason, are you booking something in the Crown Plaza?
Gary called you Michi. Mika, no, me and Justin's stuff is already booked. Our flight and our hotel and everything is already confirmed.
So y'all did all that without me? I can't believe y'all.
Well, girl, okay, I mean, you the one being my A, girl.
Well, Shamika,
if you want to stay somewhere.
I work 7 days on, then 2 days off, then I work 8 days on and 4 days off, and most times I'm on 4 days out all the time.
Mika, get with Justin because Justin is flying from, because Justin is actually flying out of New Orleans, New Orleans, so he's actually flying out of New Orleans.
Damn, can y'all shut up?
I kept saying,
who the hell
Jasmine,
is standing on the whole stroll?
I already asked that.
I don't hear
the
whole
stroll.
Alexis Clark on Eastern Parkway. I think that's Alexis on the Eastern Parkway for the Caribbean Festival.
Oh, shit.
No, baby, I heard trucks passing by. That's the whole stroll.
Somebody is standing on the motherfucking who is standing on Michi, what are you doing out there in L.A.?
I don't know. They've been standing there for too long. They need to lift that dress up a little higher.
I'm sitting out here at the pool. I'm sitting at the pool by my at my hotel smoking a blind.
Oh, okay.
And there's trucks driving right by you, ain't there?
I don't know.
Well,
are you at a motel?
You know.
Motel?
I
want
to hear it.
I'm at a
motel. He's in a motel.
I'm at a hotel, no, man.
I can't.
Are you at
a hotel,
outdoor? Is it an indoor pool?
I'm at the Courtyard Marriott. It is an outdoor pool. It's just right outside.
It's
the
hotel. And the hot.
At the hotel.
Okay,
I don't do momos, honey.
Okay.
Yeah, I just seen a truck drive by. Yes, dog.
Michi, yeah, look to the left. Is there a highway next to you? Look to the left.
There has to be.
It's a field, then like a road.
Mm-hmm. And it's
cars. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's cars driving over here.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back Alexis Clark.
So, basically,
Alexis, and you already know.
What, Devin? What?
Loving by Avicii. I love you because you know I care. I just want you to know that with the love of Jesus that I love you. And I leave you to be there.
I'm about to invite you,
nope.
Jason.
Nope.
Well, I just want to clarify something that Marcus has been bringing up as far as these contracts go. I do want to state to everyone, there is contracts that are in effect, and one of the stipulations on the contract is you do have to pass a mandatory drug screening process.
Oh,
so
girl, didn't have to
take any drugs.
Well, I guess.
I don't know about the other girls.
Well, I guess it's
well,
the J-Rock
God bless
show,
you all. God bless you all. Good night. It has been a wonderful long-term season with you all. I've enjoyed it.
But
I'm not
going
to pass. I am not going to pass no drug screen. I ain't even going to see them pooch. Alexis, sis, we got to start our own show because you damn sure ain't from the
country. No, man. No, I don't know what you're talking
girl,
about.
Girl, who pissed you don't use? Because you damn sure ain't used your own.
Yeah,
you can. You can down to the smoke shop and handle that. That's what's up, sis. That's what's up. I'm going to do that, too.
Well, Lord.
I've been doing this for too long, Mr. Sam. I'm talking about I can't pass for drugs.
Baby,
girl.
This is not
and
a
the other contract
drug
is,
test.
We're gonna need to see 3 months of
Alexis
cell phone
is,
bills. Will y'all girls pay y'all phone bills? Because y'all phone be off too much.
Ooh. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna need y'all to have smartphones. No Metro PCS phones. You have to have a smartphone, preferably an iPhone. I cannot do the cheap phones this year. Oh my God, Alexis is grandfathered in, so you know we ain't got to worry about Alexis. We can't do cheap Bluetooth either.
Can somebody give me, when you get your iPhone 6, can you give me your iPhone 5? Because I don't care about
your iPhone.
Jason, if they was that fab, it would be an iPhone 5.
The one thing I don't have is a contract.
Oh, because Walmart got iPhone 5
Jasmine.
Fees for 1 cent.
You know,
I wish
do
I
have
would
an
get
iPhone,
a phone
but
from
I just
Walmart.
Looked at the camera and there's something in my lens.
What's wrong with getting a cell phone from Walmart?
Why, first of all, when my brother worked at Verizon, I would never have to get a phone from Walmart.
I know that's right.
All the Ms. Ryan's getting free Verizon.
That's
all the Ms. Ryan's getting free Verizon.
I switched to Jason Verizon. I think I'm about to switch to Verizon.
Damn this thing. Jason, you're the only person I truly know that has family members that you've never met face-to-face.
I got
family members I've never met face-to-face.
I have a bunch of family members that
I've met
face-to-face.
I was about to say, I'm
talking about my brothers and sisters.
No, I get with you. You don't get what she's saying, but I get what she's saying, and
I get it. That's why I said I got a whole bunch of family members I ain't met face-to-face.
Well, honey,
be trying it.
Don't get me started, please.
Jasmine,
I guess that one went right over my head.
So who do I need, Jasmine?
Okay,
so I need to talk to you about the puppies.
What about the puppy? Well, you child, don't you got too many already? You want another one?
I'm getting ready to get rid of this girl and get one from
what
scratch.
What kind of dog you got,
Jason?
What's her name? Sadie.
Two Chihuahuas. Two Chihuahuas.
Oh, hell no. So you got the Spanish people dog.
She done beat the dog half to death now. She want to get rid of it.
They be talking too much. Like me.
This little girl that I got now, honey, ooh, she is a hassle.
Actually, Becky, my dogs don't bark. They don't even talk to each other. They don't talk much. They don't bark much.
Because you must don't got the real Spanish ones then. You
well,
must got the mix.
Naima, does yours bark a lot?
Naima.
Is Naima still here?
I don't think my sister's on
the line. So since we have like Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday on the air, and we are in that, you know, late night episode record mode and stuff, you guys know how I'm really strong into my media, TV shows and movies and things of that sort. I got to go through my list of when all these new shows and everything is starting because I got to make sure everything is programmed on my DVR. But what do we have in September really quickly? Because we're only on the air Mondays.
Gotham starts this month.
Scandal starts
yes.
on the 25th. How to Get Away
okay,
with Murder
Scandal.
Starts on the 25th. I think
so they don't start
good.
So Alexis, they don't start the same day?
October 8th.
Yeah,
they do start the same day.
Okay, so everything on ABC, that's ABC, right?
Yeah.
So Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, and the new shows all start that Thursday.
The same day, right behind each other.
Okay.
Oh, they kept Grey's Anatomy on Wednesday? Huh? I thought they moved the day Grey's Anatomy was on. No. Grey's Anatomy comes on at 8, Scandal comes on at 9, and How to Get Away with Murder comes on at 10. Work this motherfucker, Shonda. She says she's having 3 hours every motherfucking Thursday.
Who the badass child is that?
That show is coming up. That show that comes on after Scandal, that's a new show?
Yeah, that's
a brand new show.
Mike
Shaw is right. Whose badass child is that barking in the background?
That's Jasmine's
Jason. That ain't mine. My daughter's asleep. Jason.
Oh.
Huh? What'd you say,
unwanted
Jasmine?
Unwanted children. That's your unwanted children making all that noise.
Yep, pretty much.
Somebody.
That's what Viola Davis, Jasmine.
After
somebody
got to
knocking
say
at the door.
After she just got to say it, they don't make no noise at all.
Well,
someone
was knocking at the door.
Uh-huh. That's normally
who's knocking at the door at 1:30 in the morning?
At 1:30 in the morning?
They couldn't
wait to
see.
Yeah, y'all didn't know that hoe a slut?
Y'all didn't know that hoe is a slut.
I am still on vacation. Thank you.
Is that the doorbell? What is going on?
And when you almost said something.
In Baltimore, honey.
That was not Baltimore.
There's a lot going on in Baltimore.
I'm really getting
it's
right with the whole show. My liquor must be really put him to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Is Ronnie in your
room? No, she's in another room. I don't know where she at. We supposed to go to the show. She's not answering the phone.
He is with a date.
You know,
it's his last night.
Did y'all congratulate Miss Queen? I mean, Miss Brooklyn Heights.
Yeah, we did that.
Whoever she is.
Oh, okay, okay.
Whoever she from.
She from Canada.
Did Justin fall asleep?
Chair, please.
Who knows?
I'm here.
Oh,
okay.
You know that boy.
Justin,
I have one question.
Justin, did you get Garden Warfare yet?
Which one? Modern
Garden
Warfare.
Garden Warfare. Garden
you
Warfare.
You talking about the game?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the game?
Yes.
No, 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 no. I'm waiting for Destiny
Plants
to come out.
Plants vs. Zombies. When are you going to download Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare?
I'll
what
do
the
it tonight.
Hell is that?
We've been playing Mortal Kombat, Jasmine.
Oh. I'm playing Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare. But y'all can still stick in y'all little late game. Okay, go ahead, Jay, Marcus.
Is that a PS4? Wait a minute, is that a download game on PS on a PlayStation or is that
you
on
can
a computer?
On the PS4 you can download games. You don't have to go buy them anymore. You can just buy them online and download them to your
PS4?
Hard drive.
Well, I don't have PS4, so
well,
Jasmine has PS4.
Jasmine and Justin does.
Oh, y'all big ballers start calling.
I'll get mine when I get to Texas.
How about that?
Okay, Mark. Go ahead, Marcus. What's your question?
Oh, actually, I forgot now.
Yes.
J-Rock, Shamika's going to hit you up because she got questions about the hotel that I couldn't answer.
Okay.
Hit J-Rock up.
What she want to know? Tell her I asked it on the show. They paid for promotion.
Right. Ask the nigga that's pal bought the hotel rooms.
The crowd, the crowd was kind of racist.
What happened?
What?
I'm so glad that y'all going to balls this season.
I mean, Shamika, what did you say, Shamika?
Is the Crown Plaza look kind of, I don't know, I'm not saying how the wrong is looking.
You have to tell you, girl.
It's
are you trying
nice,
to say it look
Shamika.
Kind of ratchet?
It's nice.
Yeah.
It looks nice when I saw it.
It's nice.
You
come
about
the Crown Plaza?
Don't tell again, because if she's saying it looks ratchet.
Did you hit the pass key that I gave you?
Wait, what? I went to the invite thing and it had like the link and I pressed the link and it said hotel and travel info.
Okay,
so you mean to tell me that you're telling me that the downtown Crown Plaza in Dallas looks funny?
Yeah,
well, I don't know what pictures you're looking at.
Yeah, the pictures
I don't
look kind of cute. Now, J-Rock, is that where y'all supposed to be having all the events at?
No, that's, oh my goodness. That's only where the pool party, the ball, and the host hotel, and the conference. Now, the
that's
actual
right.
Event.
Party.
Jason was sending me the host hotel, because I didn't know if he was trying to tell me that it was a hotel name.
Bitch,
host.
I don't
know what
about
he was talking about.
Pool party. I don't have nothing to wear for that.
Well, did go find
girl.
You just came back from a fucking vacation when you was
happy. Okay, bitch, that don't mean I wore clothes.
And J-Rock, why does it say the first
you won't
to
have
six?
To wear none of that neither.
So,
that's
when is the ball? On the 4th or the 1st? Because it says October 1st through the 6th.
The ball is on the 4th. It's actually on the 5th, but just think about it as on the 4th after the club. So if you really want to be technical, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning on the 5th.
Oh, bitch, you're going to keep me up.
But
well,
when is the pool party?
The pool party's on Saturday on the 4th at 3 o'clock.
Doing it. Bitch, that's too much stuff to be doing. Then I got to go to the club.
I told everybody from the 1st to the 5th, sleep before you get here because there is going to be so much going on. Now, pick and choose what you want to do.
Michi, what day are you getting to Texas?
Did
Michi hang up?
Whenever the snow blows.
Michi was disconnected.
No, Michi gone. Shit.
Now look J-Rock. At this. If you go to www.dallassouthernpride.com.
That's where I'm on right now.
Okay, click on him for him or her for her. If you go to him
I'm
for
him,
it's gonna
him.
Tell. It'll tell you every event that's going down.
He must be talking to her like she in the third grade because he ain't talking to me.
First of all, out of all
she did say that she was on a website. So,
but
okay,
after,
first of all,
my grandmother told me that out of all you're getting, get an understanding, and you're supposed to explain things to where a fool can understand. So nobody can say that they never understood what you were talking about.
Let me put this wine down.
J-Rock, what's up? All right,
ladies and gentlemen, I'm
going to
tell y'all good night. I
got to
go.
Who is that?
This is Marcus. I'm going to tell y'all good night. Y'all have a great night. Y'all can, you know, finish up the show strong. And can somebody call J-Rock, I mean, Michi, so he can finish up the show?
Nah, that's okay.
Uh-uh.
They said, or nah, Michi. They said, or nah. All right. Well, y'all have a good night. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway.
We'll see you next weekend.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, Marcus. Let Marcus say his good nights the correct way. Go ahead, Marcus.
Oh, that's all right. I'll see y'all December 6th or in Dallas first.
They say,
you're
so mean.
Make sure he'll come to your city and read your ball because her contract did not include an outro.
Just
she
the
don't
intro.
Even go to that school.
You don't even go here, man. You don't even fucking go here.
Where the fuck did you come from?
J-Rock, I keep asking you this question. You ain't answering my question.
What?
What's
that? I said, when I come to Texas, are we still making our video?
What day are y'all getting there? Friday or Saturday?
Answer my motherfucking question, ho. You see me motherfucking talking to J-Rock.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Just inbox me. I'll send you the confirmation and stuff.
Alright.
What video?
Right.
This video.
Don't send her all that. Oh, yes.
We making our video, bitch.
Was that 2 Chainz? Bitch, was that 2 Chainz?
Yeah, I remember that.
His name is Migos. I just looked
that's
it up.
Yeah,
but me and J-Rock, we were supposed to make a video because did y'all ever see that video that was in the group with the lady dancing to that song?
No,
I was over here crip walking to that. Play that again.
No. You need to post it in the room.
Give me up, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Y'all never seen that video?
I'm so ratchet.
Y'all never seen it?
Child, I muted all of them. It's just me and y'all on the air. They all mute. Not them. I'm sorry, they're not muted. They all in the dungeon. It's just me and the people that are listening on the air right now. I feel like I'm having a nightmare, and I'm listening to an unorganized Tuesday night cast. Oh, my God. So hi, everyone that's listening out there in Radio Land. They're all in the dungeon, and it's just me and you on the air alone. So listen, y'all getting a little taste of Tuesday nights right now with all of them just, you know, talking about hotel reservations and all the rest of this stuff. Do y'all really want to hear all that? Can somebody in a chat room just say something to me or on Blog Talk? I'm sorry, not Blog Talk. I think I'm half asleep. In the official ballroom radio chat, can y'all let me know what's going on? Like, you know, what is everybody doing? What are y'all looking forward to this season? Yeah. My computer's running slow. I'm trying to get back up in there so I can see what you guys are writing. But those girls are driving me insane. What the fuck? All right, yeah. So listen, again, we will be back on Monday nights at 10 p.m. with Kelly. Kelly will be back on the airs Monday night at 10 p.m., don't you forget, with Rodney, who is, everybody's still kind of recuperating from Atlanta. Rodney's, you know, a little out of the loop tonight, so he wasn't able to come on the air tonight, but he will be back on next Monday, again with Marcus and Alexis as well as they do the weekend recap of whatever's going on this upcoming weekend. They will be, you know, back to, recap it with you guys, as well as Kelly. She'll be opening the show. We won't be having any music or anything like that in the beginning, so we will be going straight into the show. Make sure you guys are calling in at 9:45 to get your seats before the lines fill up. And at that point, we will be going live on the air at 10 p.m. If you guys have a ball that you guys want to promote, and get your from commercial played on the air, please hit me up directly, and we can create a commercial for you. You will be able to promote within our chat rooms as well as our pages. We will promote for you. You will be able to come on the air the Wednesday before your event and talk about your event and promote your event. You also have the cast members on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday nights promote your event as well and highlight it during each of the episodes. So keep that in mind. It's definitely a benefit to promote your event on the radio station because you do have a lot of, you know, perks with it. So keep that in mind as well. And as well as if you have a party or something like that, you guys can do that as well. Let me see. What else did I have to tell you guys really quickly? We only have 13 minutes left before we go into record mode. So kind of keep in mind that, again, we will be back on next Monday. Let me go see what they're doing. Hold on. They sound the same. They drive me crazy. They really drive me crazy. I got to get used to this schedule again because this is going to have to, you know, I'm glad we're doing Mondays right now because this is going to kind of drive me crazy a little bit. But I want to say thank you guys to appreciate. I appreciate you guys sticking with us this late. I think that's it. Hold on. Let me bring them back.
Missed it.
I just heard a beat.
I love the bricks.
They've been doing that all night.
My bricks.
Yeah, I heard a beat because y'all all was in the dungeon at the same time, and I was just talking on the air because y'all was just boring me. So I was
oh,
like,
that
really?
Is so
oh!
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So and did nobody inbox us and say shit? That is
say
so
nothing. J-Rock, when this ball
no.
is again?
Yeah, y'all go again. Yeah. Y'all gonna go in the dungeon.
What, for talking about paid promotion?
Right.
Oops. No. We're not gonna have the whole show talking about the same paid promotion.
Well, we
but
were.
Yes,
talking,
I thought
I think
you was.
That they
I thought
were trying
was...
to talk about the ball earlier, but apparently your host wouldn't let the boy talk about his ball past 5 seconds.
No, he
was
like, you got 15 seconds. You got 15 seconds. Starting now.
Right.
The same questions. The hotel, the room, the hotel. If the hotel
is on the website.
A mess.
Ooh.
When's the ball again?
Yeah,
that
is a little bit brighter. That does
kill
you.
I really felt like I was getting high. I really felt like I was high for a second.
Well, I got about like 6 Candymans, and I'm just letting y'all know.
Oh, what?
I had just wanted to see if I could make it. I really want to go because, you know.
Ain't you
if, you know who the candy, if you don't know who the Candyman is, Devin, then that's not for you. But there will be six Candyman.
No, he ain't.
Oh, I
say
need
that
to see
name
a
no more. I'm
need
y'all
to
said that name too many times already.
Right.
I'm sorry. I have 6 doctors in the building, and one of them is my brother, so.
Oh, okay. Well, here. I had some training in the building.
Oh, well, Jasmine,
coming.
Like I was trying to say, well, then when you came on, you did want to talk about the shows, so you don't have any shows you want to talk about?
They ain't on yet.
Or did she just throw us back in a dungeon?
Oh,
I think she did.
She probably did. Let's all just be quiet.
I'm in love with a stripper.
Okay, I'm going back
to J-Rock, y'all going to the Mughalay Ball in November?
Ooh. Girl, take us off.
We can't talk about that ball, Becky.
But we off the air.
No, we not. We're not in the dungeon no more.
Oh, shit, fuck.
We can't talk about that ball, Becky. Don't do that no more.
Okay,
we get punished.
Well, damn.
We can't talk about balls that have not been paid balls.
I no, balls. I just wanted to see was he going, because if I don't make it to the... Y'all making it sound so fun, I want to go, but I just thought it worked.
We making a Mughalay ball sound fun?
No,
no.
Y'all making the ebony ball
okay.
sound fun.
Well, it's going to be fun. It's the ebonies. Come on now.
Oh, girl.
We're going to have fun with the ebonies.
Okay. The ebony boys are everything.
I
go down there and talk to a twister.
Oh, child, you just made me throw up in my stomach.
You gonna gag when she be coming to the ball like me, looking like me with a wig on.
If he comes to the ball looking like you, I'm gonna be very disappointed on so many
other
reasons.
Oh, shit.
Wait a minute, bitch.
I'd rather talk to the pussy.
No, girl, you can't do wait a minute once I've already done the joke, bitch. It's already out there.
I'd rather talk
that's
to the bush queens up in drag first.
That's a gag. Y'all going
to
see all these nice-looking young people and stuff like that, and then you're going to go to the ball, and they're going to be like, first time in drag at a ball. You're going to be like, no.
So basically you're trying to tell us it's going to be Atlanta in October.
Oh, shit.
Well,
Oh my God.
It's
a lot of that
time.
In the South. It don't matter what kind
right,
of South
girl.
It is.
Right, girl. It's Atlanta in October. What that
mean?
My thing
is, any
kind of pride,
drag,
that's when people
like
express
boys.
Themselves. Okay.
Can I get some
Well, when I'm not in drag, I don't look like a boy.
Pussy ass, so where the fuck you came
you like
from?
A dude.
I ain't never seen Prada out of drag, so I wouldn't even know what Prada looks like.
We didn't know that shit. Why? We didn't know that shit existed.
I look like a soft thug.
She like a
stud. Yeah,
butch. No shade.
We both look like butches.
Oh, shit. Well, I might be going to bed with Brian.
I just started growing my mustache and shit.
You better work for going to bed
Prada,
with Brian.
Do you ever grow a mustache? Like, because mine just started growing in. I ain't never know what I felt to this. Mine just started growing
No, not really. I go to get laser, honey. I get laser. I hate facial hair.
I know y'all got one more time to balk, and then I'm going to give y'all a J-Rock ass whipping.
Speaking of that, we're not going to talk about the fact that this dog has something to say about that video, about a few videos.
A dog?
A dog.
Who, Mona?
Yes. Shout out to my motherfucking sister, Mona. Bitch.
That you fucking shit it.
Fuck that bitch.
I live for that motherfucking dog and that face. That bitch made me want to go get a pug when I saw that.
Bitches want to be me. Bitches want to hate me. Bitches want to have me.
I just wanted to say something about that.
Because
I wasn't going to say nothing about it, but then.
Are we still in the dungeon?
I don't
She's
even
talking
know.
About,
it's, but it's about to say
thank
you for calling
are.
Blog Talk anyway. It's 1:54. So well, before it's
Jasmine,
so rude, somebody,
are y'all still, I think Jasmine hung up.
No, because if Jasmine hung up, we would all be hung
all
up.
We all
She said, bitch, I'm out.
Oh, well, then we can't be in a dungeon. But if we are, I'm going
to
just say.
To the end of the show anyway.
Right, because it's like 1:55. So I'm going to just
but
say.
Know, wait, hold up. No, hold up. Where's Alexis?
Ooh. She on you. She said,
hold on. Listen to this. Alexis. Marcus. Rodney.
Marcus been hung up.
Hold up. Well, listen. Kelly. Ain't nobody
Kelly's
here.
Been hung up.
I know that, but what I'm saying is, with all these contract talking and stuff, why is the Tuesday Night Cast ending your show?
Which way?
You don't need to be reimbursed out of your contract for that.
And we actually ran them off.
If you can't stay on, how can you fulfill your contract?
If you can't love
y'all in breach of contract, something that happens.
And y'all off your own show.
Oh, shit.
Tonight's show has been brought to you by the letter S for shade.
See.
We are the
Tonight's show has been brought to you by the letter Z because it was very.
Oh,
the Tonight Show has been brought to you by the letter S because she doesn't even go here.
Oh. You don't even go
Tonight's
here.
Show has been brought to you by the letter T for Trash Talk Tuesday.
But
on
really
the real,
on the air, be
I want to say I can't wait to be back in October.
Yeah.
I really wish that we were coming back the first week of October instead of the second week so that we could do a pre-show to us getting ready to go to Texas because that's going to be, like, so exciting for me. I mean, I haven't been to a ball.
You better get your life.
I am, bitch, because I'm hanging out with my sister Prada, my little brother J-Rock. Get to meet, hang out with my get to hang out with my brother Justin, maybe see Mika, get to shake hands with some celebrities, had a trade on the stairwells, make a scandal with my name, like my mama, like my mama, because I ain't have no daddy growing up, so.
She really meant that to be her intro.
you definitely
going to
be a smut with the dog, honey.
Mm. Y'all making me so mad because I was just going to go to the
ball. But I don't take them. I like them short, but I like them big.
Okay, well.
Me too.
You better clarify.
You like them big well. I like
them short, but I like them big.
I want them tall and light skin.
Short in the height, big in the waist.
Bald-headed
fat. Yes, they have dreads, bald-headed. Just came home from jail, 6 tattoos, 4 baby mamas,
Marcus?
And 10 kids. Oh, bitch.
You see your dog going off. You heard that name.
Because you said Marcus, and they did not like
they
that.
They know the devil.
That lady going to listen to this show, and she going to be mad as hell.
It was in my contract to say that.
Oh, shit.
Every time somebody, from now on, whenever we hear the word contract, listeners, whenever you hear the word contract, take a drink.
Take a shot.
So make sure when you listen to this show, you have a drink. So whenever you hear contract, you must drink.
Because you're going to hear it a lot between now and October.
Okay,
Edie Cole.
Saying
our goodbyes, y'all.
Well, we don't
if you
even
die
of
alcohol poisoning, it is not the responsibility of Tens of Chops.
We can't. We can't be held responsible for something. Well, technically, you need to hold Monday night
responsible. We are not responsible for your alcohol consumption, but every time you hear contract, please take a drink.
And if you drink, please have a designated.
And when you see us in Texas, and unlike my little brother J-Rock, when you see me in Texas, please touch me.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. No.
Check my eyes first, because just in case I might pop you, I don't want to hurt you.